The Morning Invasion with Dex, Steve-O, and Tao.
It's Friday.
A little massage, some aromatherapy.
Don't interrupt the man when he's telling a story.
You listen to the radio.
Friday, 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 Friday,
Friday, Friday. This Friday is just like Ross Friday.
Good Friday morning to you.
I love working here.
What are you going to wear on casual Friday?
Showtime.
Who's with me? Let's go. Come on.
Good morning. Time to wake up, Steve-O. Come on now.
I don't wanna.
Open those eyes.
Stupid.
You got sleepy eyes this morning.
Yeah.
Sleepy.
Tao and I look all awake.
Man,
and you look
I'm
all
so
sleepy.
Awake right now. Can't even breathe.
Good morning, Starmy. April 29th. It is 6:04.
Yeah. It was raining when I woke up.
Yeah, dude, it was dumping. It was pouring. All the way to work.
Those clouds were taking a dump. See, that's why we don't say dumping.
That's right.
High today is only 60 degrees.
Man.
Okay. All right, I can get down with that.
Chance of showers. It's going to be rainy all weekend. So if you woke up this morning to some rain, welcome. It's going to be like this all weekend.
You loved it like I did.
Yeah.
Today is Arbor Day.
Nice.
Arbor Day.
Celebrating trees, babies.
That's right, Tao. You have to go and hug a tree today. Like, literally, you have to put your arms around a tree and hold it for more than 3 seconds.
Do they even care about Arbor Day here in New Mexico?
You should care about Arbor Day, Tao. Everywhere.
I love Arbor Day. We used to go plant trees, like, in our class for Arbor Day.
You know, someday the trees are going to take over.
I know, I've seen it. It's called The Happening.
And when that happens, I want the trees to know that I did everything I could to protect them.
Okay.
What? They're not going to
So that when The Happening happens, they'll keep you alive?
You think I'm joking?
No, I just... Okay.
This Arbor Day, don't just plant a tree. Hang out with one that's already grown. Talk to it. Ask it how its day was. Studies prove that plants respond to human interaction. So picnic with a pine, debate a dogwood, play patty cake with a palm. Ignore those people in the park laughing at you. What do they know? They're not friends with Mr. Maple, and they don't know what will happen after the tree revolution. But you do, and that will haunt them when the trees rise up.
That's right.
Because you will be elected tree king, and then the slaughter begins. You will sit upon a mighty stump and gaze down as your army of sycamore saplings feast on the doubters and enslave the rest.
Steve-O.
Yes, tree king, you will be the deer leader. Humanity should have never teased you for playing patty cake with a tree. So happy Arbor Day, and remember, it's okay to hug a tree.
You're the first one to go. They're coming after you.
Dang. He put a hit out on you.
Yeah, dude.
That maple's coming for you.
You know what I think, too? I think his bark is worse than his bite.
Hey-o!
Welcome to Friday. Ah! That was a tree joke.
Gosh.
Also, International Dance Day.
You're going to tell me that I'm going to have to dance or the trees are going to rise
gonna dance
up and
this morning?
Dance against me.
Are you going to dance?
No, I refuse to dance.
Maybe we'll dance
You
this
can
morning.
Dance if you want to.
I dance all ready. The time.
I'm not ready to dance this morning.
Why not?
I don't know. I need to stretch. 15 years ago in 2001, The Mummy Returns premiered 36 years ago. I guess they're remaking those.
Yeah, they are.
Tom Cruise.
Supposedly the mummy's going to be a girl. Hmm. Whitewashing.
Okay. In 1980, legendary director Alfred Hitchcock died at the age of 80.
Mm.
How old is Jerry Seinfeld today?
55.
53.
62.
Whoa!
Getting on up there.
Daniel Day-Lewis, how old?
Mm. Oh. DDL, bruh.
DDL.
I'm going to say maybe 67?
60.
59.
Really?
He's younger than Jerry Seinfeld?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
How old is UT today?
Is who?
Come on, guys. UT.
Uma Thurman. Really?
Yeah.
Heck yeah.
Yeah, man. That was good.
Man, he was great.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I just try to think of people, and it was like Ulysses. or Uma. Yeah. They're like literally the only good. U names I could think of.
That was good. How old?
Do, do, boo, boo. 43.
45.
46.
Ah!
Boba, boba.
Uma.
Bo-
Uma. You guys can text the show 585 live, 585-5483. Text us, contribute to the show, chime in on the conversation. The phone lines are open as well, 338-3700. Big show today. Woo. Ginormous. Woo. We will talk about a soldier who came home. Really inspiring story.
Because
that's what we do. We inspire you. We also have Bono talking about
in
Christian
studio.
Music.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. In studio talking about Christian
in.
Music.
Coming on in, guy.
No, he's not.
Yeah.
What does Bono think of Christian music?
Dude, I'm excited to talk.
Mm-hmm.
Excited to talk about that.
I don't think you're excited to talk today.
I'm just, guys.
What happened? Did you
Bono's
stay up late
your
last
guy,
night?
Too.
Talk stayed to us. Up. What happened?
What? Tell us about it. Play the dramatic music.
Mm-mm.
Let's hear it.
No?
Oh, no. I'm so tired, I would tell you.
Oh. We'll make something up.
I was waiting for dramatic
well,
music.
My
computer,
computer
just crashed. Yeah. So.
See, it's okay. Starting.
Yeah, guys, right. You're right.
Today is the first day of 2 weeks without our ops manager because he's on vacation to Hawaii or some crap like that. So everything's going to go wrong.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
We probably won't have a show next week.
In this 2 week window, everything is just going to break. Mm. That's what happens.
Yeah. Yesterday, my son was on the playground, and another child tried to hit a soccer ball with a baking sheet. Turns out it was a baking sheet, guys.
A like baking
a,
sheet.
It was a cupcake pan.
Oh, okay.
Because, you know, like, you can fill them up and make mud pies. Kid had a baking pan of, like, a cupcake tray thingy and tried to swing at a soccer ball, but instead whipped around and cracked my 10-year-old right in the nose.
Yeah. Sounded a lot like that.
Of course, he had to go to the doctor immediately because they assumed it was broken. It still looks really bad.
There was blood everywhere.
Yeah. Everywhere. Last night, he got done playing baseball because my son's crazy. Mm. I don't know where he gets this resolve from, but he goes to the doctor, and his first thing is, I got a game tonight, so what's the damage? Soft tissue damage to his nose. So it's like, well, can you catch? Can you be the catcher? Because you get to wear a mask so that we can at least hope you're protected. He's like, yeah, I'll catch.
Wow.
So they asked, you know, he told coach last night. He ended up catching the whole game.
I guarantee you that 99% of kids would have not. There's no way they would have played.
I thought about when I was a kid, and I would have been stoked because I would have had an excuse to be off for the next 3 weeks of life. Oh, I can't go to school. I can't do baseball. I can't do life. I just got to play video games. I broke my nose. And he was like, I got a game tonight. And
I got work to do.
Dude, he took a foul ball to the mask, to the face, and he was just plugging away.
And that hurts. After I've had that happen to me before. That's not a good time.
After the game,
that's insane.
This kid pulls off his catcher's mask, and there's like dirt and blood on both of his nostrils because he just took it. You know what I mean?
Man.
And people were just like, I can't imagine what it was like because as a catcher, you got to be able to breathe. So he played an entire game of baseball breathing only through his mouth.
Wow.
In dirt.
Luke,
you know what
is
I mean?
The real deal.
Yeah.
Luke
so,
cheater.
So
he is,
I
man.
Was up all night
He's
because I realized he'll be the one that kills me.
He will usurp you.
Yeah. He will be the one to rise up and take my place.
When the tree revolution happens,
yeah.
Luke Jeter will be the one to fight back.
Dude, that guy is.
So is Chrissy, because she was an athlete, was she like Luke?
Yeah. Yeah. She that's
I mean,
where
what do you mean
where
was?
He gets it from.
Yeah,
she
yeah,
still is.
Yeah.
She'll kill you.
Good call, yeah.
Still is. Still is. So yeah. She played high school basketball and was gonna go like to college.
WNBA.
Play some college ball. Thankfully she didn't because she likes never mind.
Yeah. Yeah. So Luke's doing good. He's doing good.
He's doing fantastic.
Yeah.
So, but I will say, yeah, it was just a crazy day because of all of the shenanigans of that. And
shenanigans,
then, you know,
man.
That's just one of the three.
Ugh.
You got three kids.
Man.
It was yesterday.
So check this out, guys. Our boy Doug, producer Doug, Professor Doug, he and Shannon are in the hospital right now about to have a baby.
No way!
She woke up this morning to her water breaking.
Yeah!
That is awesome.
So Doug texted me and said they'll be listening today.
Good.
So everybody keep Doug and Shannon and Jackson and new baby kiddo in your thoughts and prayers. They having a baby, folks.
It's gonna be awesome.
It'll be our first morning invasion baby. Mm. First one that we've had.
That's pretty cool.
And we're really, really stoked about it. Because Doug is still an honorary member of the Morning Invasion.
We'll have to call him and check in. That'd be great. You know, maybe we can have him on the phone while the baby is...
Right, just while it's happening.
Yeah, while it's going down.
Shannon's like, Doug! Douglas! Douglas! Oh, and he's like, hang on, I'm on the radio.
Sorry, babe, hold on 1 second.
We're about to talk about baseball.
That's really cool. And that... They have... One kid
they
already?
They have Jackson, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Beautiful family there, Doug. Beautiful family. Let's see. Let's kick off the show with... do you guys want to... I got some Prince details.
New Blink-182!
Oh,
Prince!
Gosh. No more Prince.
You done with Prince?
I'm
okay.
Done, man.
That's fine.
I want to know.
No, but...
We don't have to.
I saw that story yesterday.
That's a good one. You want me to
that
do that
story
one?
Is
that's
insane.
Pretty good.
I mean, did we find out which of the six kids or siblings is getting all his money?
See,
or
we are still
how
interested.
How much Percocet
see,
it was.
You do
let's
know.
Get it done right now. Let's
you do
get it
know.
Done.
Well, here's the thing. The Prince details, there's not a lot going on with updates on his death. And
right.
Yesterday, of course, they found out that there was prescription drugs at
opioids.
His house. But I found... A bunch of different people sharing some quirky stories about Prince.
Okay, I like this.
These are actually pretty good.
Keep busting.
Get up. Twist it.
There was a former publicist said Madonna showed up at Prince's Radio City Music Hall gig in New York, front and center. Near the end of the show, he looked right at her and said something like, I can sing and dance at the same time. I don't lip sync. Madonna ran out of the gig in a huff.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah.
Wow.
He's the real deal.
Did you guys see the video where he kicked Kim Kardashian off the stage?
Yes.
Yeah,
that was awesome.
Fantastic.
Yeah. I felt like he stood up for our culture as a whole
dude.
When he did that.
Yep.
That was good.
She said that it was because she was so nervous. So for those who don't
whatever.
Know, Kim Kardashian was at a show, I believe it was at Madison Square Garden, and he was doing this segment. He was playing, and he's singing. He's like, I'm going to grab somebody to dance with. Hey, look at that Kim Kardashian in the front row. You come on up here. And so he pulls Kim Kardashian out on the stage, and she just like froze. He's like trying to dance with her, and she won't do anything. And he's like, get your butt off my stage.
Yeah.
She so said it's good. Because... Prince asked her to go on stage and she froze.
Oh, whatever.
You know?
Last year.
That's when you step up to the plate.
Yeah, you should step up. Questlove tweeted, quote, Prince once fired me from a DJ gig at a nightclub and instead blasted the Finding Nemo DVD on the screen.
Wow. Yes!
Let's see. What is it? Talib Kweli?
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Talib?
Barnan.
Talib Kweli.
I think it's Barnan.
He tweeted this about how Prince changed after he got religion. Quote, once I was in a club with Prince in L.A. When 2 a.m. came, he kicked all the dudes out. It was just us and the women, and we read from the Bible.
Man, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Talib Kweli. Kweli.
And we read from the Bible. Man, that dude knew how to party.
Yes, he did. Years ago, Joni Mitchell said, quote, Prince used to write me fan mail with all of the U's and hearts. That way, that's the way he writes, apparently. And the office took it as mail from the lunatic fringe and just tossed it.
Oh, my
gosh. What?
Yeah.
Wow.
Dumb.
Mm. Prince's first wife, Mate Garcia, said, quote, I wasn't allowed to call him ever, even when we were married.
That was the dancer girl.
Okay.
Right? That was she was one of his dancers. I remember reading an interview when I was a kid and getting so confused because it talked about how they were both exactly the same clothing size and they would wear each other's clothes.
Oh, man. She goes on to say, even when we were married, I had to wait for him to call me.
So weird. weird.
I have no idea why I wasn't allowed.
He never explained to her why, but she could never call him.
Gosh.
He had to call her. He's like, I'll call you. And then you know there was that one time where she tried to call him, and he was like, hey, I told you. I'll call you.
That's strike number two. That's strike two.
Number two. What was strike number one? I didn't say you could borrow my pants. And he took
it. Oh, man. In 1999, an unidentified Paisley Park staffer said, quote, I literally saw him fire a guy for looking at him.
There it is.
He just said, why is that guy looking at me? Tell him to leave. Oh, this is so good.
It's because the members of his crew couldn't look at him.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm talking about, man. Just
so weird, though, man.
It's just power, man. It's just power.
And our last one here. A friend who used to have lunch regularly with Prince in the early 90s said, quote, he would wear these beautiful tailored monochrome outfits. And one time, you know, it would be red. Then the next time, purple. And he always had a Tootsie Pop that matched his tailored outfit.
Love it.
You gotta love Prince because there's nobody else like him. Is there? There's nobody else like that guy.
Dude.
He said he wants my kid?
Mm-hmm. No, you're...
Why does he want Johnny?
Coming up, we got a question on the live line that I feel like we need to help a brother out with.
Let's do it.
Yes. He says, I'm getting married tomorrow.
Oh, no.
Sort of nervous. Any pointers on not fainting on the day of the wedding?
I got you, man. Kay. Ready? Time machine. Go back to the day where you asked. Stop yourself.
Man.
Hurry. Get this done.
I don't think that's practical.
No,
I don't think
this is practical. I'm giving him the best advice.
I don't think that's really going to work out.
Yeah. That's pretty cool.
Do not lock your knees.
No, yeah.
That's real. That's practical. Do not lock your knees, okay? Mm. Make sure your blood's flowing, all right? Make sure you eat a little something, like, but not too much to where you're like, oh, too much lasagna. Like, just to snack it up if you have to, you know? But don't get anything on your tux or whatever you're wearing.
Ugh. Yeah, I'll never forget my wedding day.
Lots of water, maybe a shot. I'm just kidding.
A shot of what, Steve-O?
No, like an injection, like a flu shot. So that you don't...
Gotcha.
What were you guys
a
thinking?
A flu shot. I'll never forget my best friend David. He drove down from Montana, and we were sitting in our hotel room, because we got a hotel room the night before, the big day. And it was that morning of my wedding, and I looked at my best friend and said... Grab the car keys. Let's go.
No.
And he had to talk me down because I was ready to just jump in the car and drive back to Montana.
I'm out of here.
Oh, yeah.
I still think
I
gotta
go.
Oh,
I just
had a panic attack. It was, it's normal. And I think most guys go through that.
It's because all of a sudden you're thinking about, wait, this is the rest of my life.
Mm-hmm.
But if you haven't thought about it before, like day of, oh, man.
Yeah, you need to, you should have thought about it more.
It can feel a touch overwhelming, I'm sure. I'm trying to think. I honestly didn't have that freak out.
I did.
Did you?
Yep. Sat in silence for a couple hours.
Yeah.
It was pretty good. Out in the groomsman's suite.
I think the night before was mine. Like, so maybe that's why I was okay the day of. Like, night before, I just kicked it solo. Like, I didn't have anything to do. I was all ready to go. And I just sat there and I got in my brain and got overwhelmed a little bit.
See, Doug backs me up. He just texted in. Live from the birthing place, I guess. He said, the best way to not pass out at your wedding is to just not show up.
Yeah.
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 That's a good call.
Thanks, Doug.
So, Gavin, I don't know if that helps you or not, but was I supposed to say his name?
No. Thank you for anonymously texting our text line. Steve-O ruined it. That was Steve-O that ruined it.
Now he's definitely going to have a panic attack. Yeah. What if she's listening?
Oh, no.
Marriage. Marriage is what brings us together today.
Dude, the truth is, if you're not a little nervous, you're obviously not thinking about the weight of this responsibility.
Yeah.
You are choosing to commit the rest of your life to this one individual, and it is a hefty, hefty task, a hefty responsibility, and sadly, in our culture, only like 25% of people make it out.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Let's stop with
Look,
this.
This is what
I'm just
does.
Saying.
Hey, bud, it's going to be a great
saying.
Day. That's... If you get nervous or you start getting shaky, just take a deep breath,
breathe.
Calm down. It's going to be great.
Yeah.
It will be great. You know?
For a while.
Just breathe.
Just breathe.
You know, I don't want to say it.
No, go, go.
Just do it.
We're all giving advice. Give advice.
I was just
thinking. Why we have the live line.
Just a thought. What if she's not the one?
Okay. Well,
I'm
just
saying, what if, though,
that's
she's
true,
not
though,
the one?
Because, and you're
this
right.
This is the time
this
to get out.
This is the time to get out, because once you say I do, that's it.
We don't know his situation.
You
know? We don't know
why
him.
Why are you introducing
I'm just throwing
doubt.
It out
that's
there.
That's true.
That's a possibility.
You have planted the seed of doubt.
Okay, can I counter that with there isn't the one? Nobody has a one. If everybody was waiting for the one... There's no, the
nobody
one.
Would ever get married.
Nobody yeah. has the one. Stop letting.
That's true.
That's it's
Kate
a
Kate Hudson
it's
movies.
A stupid fear.
And
don't
you know,
worry about is this the one?
Well, your boy McConaughey
putting a lot of expectation on another imperfect person.
Yeah, dude.
Again, we don't know his situation. I think a lot of people sometimes jump into marriage because they feel pressured
yeah.
to get married. They didn't do things the right way, biblically the right way, the way God set it up.
Yeah.
And we feel pressured at times.
It's true.
To get married, and we shouldn't. We shouldn't get married.
I agree.
For the wrong reasons.
I'm one of the people that, yeah. growing up in the South, I had actually had a lot of friends that got married just to make it honest.
Yeah.
Quote, make it honest. I don't think you should do that.
Right.
I'm against that. Straight up. I don't think you should marry
because
somebody
because it's the right thing to do.
Make it, yeah, I don't think you should do that. I think that's kind of crazy.
Gosh, I don't know if we helped him.
Hey, I just wanted to throw that side
well,
out there.
Well,
just in case. Just in case. That's
right. No, amen.
Think
this,
about it.
This
think
whole
about
conversation
it.
is a perfect representation of marriage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just two people. I want to quote the Goldbergs on this one. What does he say?
I don't know. You're
he
the
says,
one quoting it.
He says, that's what marriage is. It's just two people being fine with it. Together.
Okay.
No way.
That was the only Goldberg drop I could find.
He was saying it's just compromise. Like, the whole thing is compromise. You work together to find a solution.
Speaking
good
of,
call,
I
sir.
Totally compromised him by saying his name on the,
you
on
did.
The radio.
You yeah. did. Steve-O betrayed you.
That's okay. So, pray today. Just pray.
Thank you, MC Hammer.
Pray.
Yeah.
Because you got to pray.
Or Prince, dude, for real,
Prince
though.
Actually
you,
wrote
yeah.
that song.
You can get through it. If you weren't nervous, I'd be more nervous for you because that means you're actually taking this seriously. Congratulations. Welcome to the rest of your
Here's
life.
The best advice I can give you. Hunker down, close your eyes, and give it 26 years.
Yeah, man.
Then you can open your eyes back up and see where you are.
Just waiting for that day that the Lord calls me home. I mean, isn't that what it's all about in marriage?
Marriage.
Good morning. Text us. You need some advice. We're here for you. 585 Live. Teo's got some headlines when we come back.
We got to take a break, but fear not. The Morning Invasion will be right back. Fair warning, the Morning Invasion is back on Star 88.
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
The NFL draft.
Thunderstorms hit parts of the Midwest.
Tornado rips through a trailer park community in suburban Houston.
Couple in Georgia suing Snapchat.
The White House is getting a better fence after several intrusions.
Priceline CEO is resigning.
Prescription drugs at Prince's home.
Three people are under arrest in connection with the San Bernardino terror attacks.
Ford's earnings doubled.
The federal government is clearing the way for thousands of people who are just out of prison to obtain health care.
Vice President Joe Biden is in Iraq.
Teen birth rate has fallen to another all-time low.
Small increase in new claims for unemployment.
Comcast is buying the company DreamWorks Animation for more than $3.5 billion.
A Senate committee has approved a bipartisan agreement to offer federal assistance to Flint, Michigan.
A 12th grade history teacher from JFK High in Waterbury, Connecticut is the National Teacher of the Year.
South Korea says North Korea tried again to launch a new mid-range missile and that it crashed again.
637.
High today of 60 degrees.
Traffic. Looks like we got an accident at I-25 North at Cole Avenue and I-25 North at Avenue Cesar Chavez. Both of those happened a little before 6 o'clock, about an hour ago. You guys watch out for that. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic!
This Sunday, Lobo Beast. Come hang out with Star 88 from 3 to 9.
Teo and I will be there from 3 to 5. You can check out all the details if you want to support, you know, your favorite station. Lobo Beast has decided to jump on and help us. So help us by helping them help us, but help yourself because you're helping. Just helping.
Yeah, for some of you that maybe don't know this, we're a nonprofit.
Yeah.
So we rely on you guys. And you can get all the details at our website, star88.fm. If you feel like you want to support this station, support it. So we can continue to do this little thing.
There you go.
Coming up, Bono talks about Christian music. Two guys use their dead friend's ashes to do something pretty cool. Oh. Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah.
Is it cool or is it kind of crazy?
My kids are all in about the when they die, they want to be trees.
Good.
Yeah, we had talked about that last night.
Join the revolution.
Yeah, I was like, did you guys hear about, you know, when you die and they cremate you, they put you in this little pod and then they bury you, but they plant a tree, you know, in the pod, and then a tree grows from your ashes, and they're like, whoa, that's amazing! I want to be a tree.
Is it really from your ashes? I thought that they actually put your body in the pod.
They put your body in there, dude.
Yeah. If they don't cremate you.
I thought the pod was... Oh, really?
No, yeah, like they don't cremate you. They literally, like, stick a tree stump into your stomach.
Really? Tree pods.
Yeah.
Tree pods for the
dead. Looked at the picture,
you didn't see the huge body folded in half in the pod?
I didn't see
the body. Yeah, dude. Yeah, you're literally a tree hugger for eternity.
Well, that's even cooler. That's even cooler.
Yeah, see.
Okay.
Your body becomes a literal seed.
Wow.
And you'd be a sacred forest. Like you're not going to be a fruit tree. You're not going to be weird human weirdo fruit.
No, you're not. Yeah, think about it. You know, so you're providing more oxygen for the earth.
Yeah. Well, I mean, when you die, you're technically providing more oxygen immediately because you're not taking any of it.
That's true. Today's Arbor Day.
Arbor Day.
Hug a tree.
Yeah.
Plant a tree. Water a tree.
Revere a tree.
Love I mean, but tree. Make sure you check to see if it's cool to water today before you do that, because we're in a drought.
Nope, just do it. Anything, all things are cool on Arbor Day.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the purge of holidays.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, man.
Hate that movie, The Purge.
Did you see it?
I would never watch it.
Okay, I was like, what?
No, I hate it.
Gross.
I hate the trailer.
Didn't see it.
Here are a few ways your relationship is hurting you. Guy that Steve-O betrayed and exposed.
Guys.
On the text line.
Come on.
Also.
I'm sorry, Gavin.
Joker wrote
I didn't
back.
Mean to say that.
That Joker wrote back and said they've been together for like 10 years.
Yeah, dude. They've been together almost 10 years.
So now,
9 years.
Now my question to you is, what took you so long?
Yeah, Gavin. I mean, gosh.
Get with it. You did everything wrong. Everything you do is wrong.
Gavin's getting, I mean.
Anonymous.
Is getting married tomorrow and he's super nervous.
It's just pregame jitters.
It is.
That's all it is. You're fine. So, here are a few ways your relationship is hurting you. Fighting increases your risk for heart problems, stroke, and diabetes.
I knew it. I'm not going
home. Snoring or hogging the covers can lead to bad sleep. And not talking through issues can cause headaches, anxiety, and depression. That's why you should go home.
Gotta talk
to him. There's the rub. Yeah, but what if you're like, you try, and then it's just not working, and it's like late at night, and you're like... Actually, scripture says, don't let the sun go down on your anger. So it's like... There was one piece of advice that I got when I got married, Gavin. It was, don't let the sun go down on your anger. You got to talk it out. You can't go to bed mad. You just can't. Because then you wake up grumpy on a Friday and you're like, well, I didn't sleep. And now our show's going to suck because my wife... Wait.
Oh, boy.
I feel like it's getting super personal.
Yeah, no. I'm going to shut your mic off here in a second.
Hey, be ready.
Trouble.
Be at the ready to shut that thing off.
I will. I got your back.
Yeah. Thanks, man.
There's been many times where I've gone to bed angry.
It's not a good thing.
The weird thing about...
You definitely don't go to sleep angry. You go to bed angry, and then you stay awake all night.
I don't know if most guys are like this, but for me, if my wife and I got into a fight and we didn't make up. The next day, I'm already over it. Yeah. And I just want to move on.
Gosh, I wake up feeling stupid.
Yes, I feel stupid, and angry. I just want to, I'm sorry, can we just move on and not talk about it? But then, of course, we got to talk about it. And
if that's weird, I wake up just holding a harder grudge and being angry.
Oh, really? Boy. Yeah, I wake up and I'm just like, what were we even, who cares?
Yeah.
It's stupid. And so then the apology happens.
And then I don't even remember what we were fighting about.
That's usually me, too. It's like, what? It was some petty little stupid thing. The first round of the NFL draft went down last night. Quarterback Jared Goff was taken number one by the Los Angeles Rams.
Oh, yeah. Who is that?
I don't know. He's number one.
What?
I have no idea who that is.
Offensive tackle Laremy Tunsil went number 13.
Offensive. Nice.
Cool.
What'd I say?
Offensive.
Yeah.
He is offensive. But offensive. It just feels like offensive is like, man, that guy
both.
He's
do you want to know offensive. Why he's offensive? Because someone posted a video of him smoking a bong just 13 minutes before the draft.
Oh, wow.
What? Are you serious? Oh, my gosh, this generation.
Lucky number 13.
Not lucky.
Offensive. Offensive. Someone started a petition to get the Denver Broncos to take Tim Tebow back.
Oh, my gosh.
It's hard to tell if they're serious or not, but obviously that's not part of Denver's plan. They took quarterback Paxton Lynch with the 26th pick in the draft last night.
Which was a good pick. I think he's from Memphis, right? Quarterback from Memphis?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know.
You guys.
No idea.
I was stoked because Bucks, we actually traded down. We let the Bears take the 9th pick. We traded down to 11, and we still got the guy we were wanting. So.
Nice.
Oh, you got Vernon Hargreaves.
Hargreaves?
Stop reading over my shoulder.
What? How was it?
Hargreaves III, who was actually born in Tampa, played for the Florida Gators.
Nice.
So it was a really cool, I believe the best cornerback in the draft. So, yes.
The Monkees released a new song called She Makes Me Laugh.
The Monkees? Didn't Davy Jones die, though?
Yeah, most of them are dead except one. Is there one of them?
I don't know about these Monkees.
I like it.
This song was written by Rivers Cuomo from Weezer.
Really?
Their new album, Good Times, comes out May 29th and also has songs written by the late Harry Nilsson, Ben Gibbard from Death Cab for Cutie, Noel Gallagher, and Neil Diamond.
Wow.
I like that. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Classic Monkees. Never writing their own stuff. Love it.
Why don't you do that Amy Grant news again like you did yesterday so I can play the clip?
Amy Grant teamed up with Tori Kelly to remake Baby Baby. Baby, baby, the stars
are shining for you. And just like me. Does that mean we're going to start playing Tori Kelly songs?
No.
She was on The Voice as like a coach, and she talked about this her giant single right now, which was written to the Lord. Yeah. Goes into this big deal about...
Yeah.
I thought, huh.
I like this updated version.
I do too.
Are you ruining New Music Tuesday? Are we adding this on Tuesday?
No.
Oh.
If you guys want to hear that, you can go somewhere else and listen
what?
To it.
You know, you want to throw it down on New Music Tuesday?
I don't, baby,
see what,
baby.
See what the Starmy thinks?
No.
Okay.
U.S. vinyl album sales are up 131% after Record Store Day. Our friend Mike over at Astro Zombies is not a fan of Record Store Day.
Truth.
So he has his own Record Store Day.
He does.
But it's because he's applied and they won't let him do it because there's all these like weird corporate mandates.
Oh, really?
There's so much that I didn't know about, when it comes to stuff like that. He owns, Astro Zombies, but they also sell vinyl.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So he's, and they have more vinyl than they have comic books.
Mm-hmm.
And yet because they sell other things, they're not technically considered blah, 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 blah. Vinyl's so hipster that even the, like, Record Store Day, there's so many hipstery rules. It's like, well.
Which is stupid.
Technically,
because
bro.
All these other stores, like
Hastings.
And what he named a couple of places that sell vinyl. They also sell other stuff.
Yeah.
And the main rule that he keeps getting hit with is, well, you're a comic book store, so this doesn't apply to you.
Isn't that weird?
That is weird.
It's like, Hastings doesn't sell comics. and books and movies
and weird
and memorabilia
toys.
And this and that, and they sell everything.
Yeah,
ridiculous. A guy in New York randomly punched a stranger on Saturday because that stranger looked like Shia LaBeouf.
Oh my God.
The guy who punched him was in his mid-20s, around 6 feet tall and muscular. The cops are pulling some surveillance videos to try to track him down. This guy, his name's Mario. He wound up not needing stitches, but he still got a massive black eye. Cops are trying to track down the offender. And it looks like Shia LaBeouf called the guy who got punched for looking like him. And he says, it was mostly 2 minutes of, oh man, that just sucks, I'm sorry.
He does look just like him.
He does, and there's a big similarity there. Wee, 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 wee.
Wow!
That's what you get, man.
That's ridiculous. Hmm.
If you're going to look like Shia LaBeouf, you better be buff, because you're going to get punched in the face.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Speaking of buff, Sylvester Stallone will star in a Mafia TV show.
That's what I'm talking about.
He will play a mob boss in the upcoming Mafia show called Omerta.
Omerta.
Omerta. It's based on the novel of the same name, which is the third book in a trilogy written by Mario Puzo.
All right.
The first two are The Godfather, the second, The Last Dawn, and this is Stallone's first time doing a scripted TV show.
Cool.
No network is attached yet, but it should attract some attention. The plan is to shoot a pilot this summer. In the meantime, they'll shop it to cable networks and streaming services. In reboot news,
ooh,
Alicia Vikander will play Lara Croft in the upcoming Tomb Raider reboot.
She's from It.
She is also from Ex Machina. She just won the Best Supporting Actress Oscar for The Danish Girl, and she's in the upcoming Matt Damon flick Jason Bourne. Big news about this was Daisy Ridley from Star Wars Force Awakens was rumored.
Oh, really?
To be the front runner.
She would've been great.
But now, after it's been officially announced that Vikander is taking it, they say she was actually the front runner the whole time.
Huh. I was a big fan of the Tomb Raider movies.
I never saw them.
I think I saw the first one.
Really?
Angelina Jolie, right?
Let's be real. She was really good.
Mm-hmm.
Let's try and think of name two, since you think Tomb Raider. Name two solid movies that were made after video games.
Yeah. This one was okay. Silent Hill.
Oh,
Silent Hill was scary.
Yes. Sean Bean. Just trying to think.
I don't know.
Well, they say the Assassin's Creed movie with Michael Fassbender is going to be good.
That looks fantastic.
They say it. They say. We haven't seen it yet.
We've come a long way since
Mortal Kombat.
And Street Fighter.
They put out a couple good Halo movies. I don't know if you saw them.
There's movies?
Okay, yes, but they were like direct to DVD. Like, no. Ugh.
I didn't even realize
you need to leave. You need to leave.
I don't want to.
That was terrible.
What about Warcraft? That's a video game.
Oh, yeah. That looks pretty good.
I don't know.
The dude from Vikings. That looks awesome.
I think it's
going to hurt his career.
Lord of the Rings.
It's going to hurt his career.
We'll keep going. Yesterday, we talked about how Will Ferrell's he signed on to star in a Ronald Reagan movie that's actually an Alzheimer's comedy. It talks about Reagan's second term, and I guess in the plot of the film, he's kind of like losing it, and they have to convince him that he's an actor playing the president, and so that's how it jogs the whole thing.
Yeah.
Will Ferrell has signed on to play Ronald Reagan in an upcoming comedy centered around the U.S. or the former U.S. president's second term in office. 40th president's son, however, Michael Reagan, is now slamming the movie for deriving humor from his father's battle with dementia. In the upcoming movie called Reagan, which Ferrell is also producing, a White House intern is tasked with convincing the ailing president that he's actually an actor playing the role of the president in a movie. In response to the news about the film, Michael Reagan tweeted, "What an outrage. Alzheimer's is not a joke. It kills. You should be ashamed of all of you. You should be ashamed all of you," he said. He later added, "Alzheimer's is not a comedy." Shortly following President Reagan's death in 2004, after suffering from Alzheimer's disease for nearly a decade, his son launched the Reagan Legacy Foundation, which aims to advance the former president's causes and memorialize his accomplishments. Reagan's wife, former First Lady Nancy Reagan, died just last month. Her cause of death was congestive heart failure.
Hmm.
A lot of criticism for this movie.
Hmm.
Patty Davis, who was President Reagan's daughter, she criticized it in an open letter on her blog.
It makes sense.
And Reagan, of course, is not a biographical film, nor is it based on actual events, but many others on social media have also taken issue with the idea of poking fun at a disease that brings anguish to millions of people and their families. For his part, Will Ferrell has yet to respond to the controversy surrounding the upcoming film.
Okay.
I would like to make a public apology to Jake Gyllenhaal because Prince of Persia was pretty awesome. That was a video game movie. Also to Jeff Bridges because Tron was awesome.
Tron was pretty good. We have to go to break. When we come back, Bono would like to talk about Christian music and his thoughts on that. When we return, hang out.
The Morning Invasion on Star 88.
We'll be back right after these important messages.
It's time for the Morning Invasion.
I love those guys.
On Star 88.
Yesterday, the House of Representatives voted to name the bison America's national mammal. Bison, truly America's fat, hairy horse. Of course, the bison is also known as the American buffalo because early Americans confused it for a different species. It's an easy mistake. And let's say the only mistake the settlers made. What an honor for an animal that almost went extinct thanks to its delicious wings.
You guys ever ate buffalo?
No.
Pretty good.
Can I play something?
Yeah, man.
In celebration of the bison / buffalo? The theme song.
We interviewed the guy.
Did
the band,
you really?
Yeah, the band that did this song.
One day the guy on the buffalo was cruising around through the plains, seen a bear. And he thought to himself,
I hope there's not any bad words in this, I'm sorry.
I gotta get away.
I don't think there is.
From the bear. Hope he don't chase. Oh no, he's gonna chase me. Oh no, I better just turn around.
Watch out, bear.
Chase him back. Yeah. Guess what? I'm on a buffalo.
You guys have to see this video, too, because the videos are so awesome.
And it was like a movie.
It was a movie.
It was a movie back in the 70s, I think. But then a few years ago, 2011, the Possum Posse found these things and then wrote new songs for them.
Yep.
But it's an actual, like, full-length movie. This guy just riding a buffalo around.
Yeah.
His adventures in the wilderness.
I want to say when we interviewed the lead singer of that band, they actually... sent him the music,
really?
The actor in the movie,
yeah,
and he was very confused.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Wait a second, that was the pinnacle of my career. How could you make fun of it?
Yeah,
don't make light of that.
He didn't understand.
Don't make light of the plight of the bison.
Bison burger, man.
Oh yeah, you know, buffalo meat's real lean.
Yeah,
real good for you.
Yeah, it is.
Buffalo Radio. Good morning. Hello. Hi. How are
They hung up because you scared them with Buffalo Radio.
Buffalo Radio, how can we talk about it?
Speaking of buffalo, reminds me of beef flow, which reminds me of beef flow, which reminds me of beef low, which reminds me of Brit.
Buffalo guy.
Thank you for the hair ties, because these are magical hair ties.
Guy on a buffalo!
I just said that. I just said
He's
that.
He's a guy on a buffalo!
I'm a guy with hair ties.
He's a guy on a buffalo, guys. He's a guy
I'm
on
a guy
buffalo.
On a buffalo. I wish...
Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning, everybody.
It is 7-Eleven.
Yeah. High today of 60 degrees, yo.
Traffic. Let's take a look, see at the traffic hole. Guy on a traffic hole.
Guy on a traffic what?
Stalled vehicle to report. Guy on the traffic hole.
The traffic hole. Spanish for traffic. I-25 north at NM-423, that's Paseo. There's a stalled vehicle on the transition ramp. Watch out for that, guys. Patrick, look at traffic.
Traffic!
Good
Hello?
Morning. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
My sister loves you guys.
Wait, you don't love us?
I love you guys, too. Don't
no,
get me
you
wrong.
Don't.
But
don't lie
really...
to me.
No, I really like you guys. I really do.
That's a downgrade. Well, it went from love to really like.
Wait, wait, wait. Is this like in middle school where the girl walks up and goes, hey, my friend is really into you.
Oh, man.
But like, really, it's you, but you don't want to tell us. And it's like feeling out the situation.
Gotcha.
No, I want you guys to shout her out for her birthday this weekend.
Nope. Oh. Her birthday's this weekend?
Kind of busy. We got a lot going on this morning. I don't know.
I mean,
what's her name?
I love you guys. I want to let you know. I really love you guys.
Okay. No, I feel like you're just saying that right now. So we
sounds like you're trying to placate.
Yeah. Just to get the shout out for your sister.
Well, her name is Athelia.
Athelia?
Mm-hmm.
Athelia, she comments on her Facebook a lot, doesn't she?
She loves you guys.
Well, we appreciate
it. Oh, my gosh. I just want to make sure that you guys shout her out for her birthday because she's such a great sister.
All right.
She is such a great sister.
Well, thank you for calling in.
You're welcome. I love you guys.
Okay, love
I
you
love
too.
You too. Okay,
bye.
She said she loves us too
she
much.
She does.
I don't believe
her. It's you know, she's
happy birthday, Athelia!
Athelia!
Today is your birthday. Woo!
It's sometime this weekend. Happy birthday, Athelia.
It's the 22nd day of January.
What? It's really not. It's like April.
It's terrible. The 29th
it's like
day.
April.
Michael yeah. Bolton's getting
Which, it,
weird.
It could be like the 30th or the 31st.
He is a weirdo.
You're a weirdo.
I'm just a guy on a buffalo, man.
Yeah. Guy on a buffalo!
Shout out to Athelia and her sister.
Buffalo!
All right, let's talk about these two guys from England. Mm-hmm. Went on a fishing trip to Thailand last year. Their names are Paul and Cliff.
Good job, Cliff.
And Ron.
And Ron.
Can't forget about Ron.
Wait, and Ron. Who's Ron?
Ron, Paul,
Cliff.
You said
two guys went on a trip.
Yeah, well, Ron got put
in there. You threw another guy in.
Did I say two? Because it says three right here. Why did I say two?
Two guys up top.
Oh, my goodness. It does say two at the top. Why does it say three here? I think what the heck?
Will you please?
You get here so early, every mistake can be blamed on that.
Woo! Three guys. Okay, you got Paul, you got Cliff, you got Ron.
Nice.
They're all in their mid-60s. They went on that fishing trip to England. Or they're from England. They went to Thailand last year to go on a fishing trip. And they were planning to do something very special with their friend who just passed away.
Wait, what?
Huh?
Wait, postpartum plan.
Like Weekend at Bernie style? Mm-hmm. Like they plan to do something special, well, like throw a party at his house and... like, hold him up and pretend like he's still alive?
I feel like I need to start the story over because I totally butchered the story.
Yeah.
I mean, I butchered this thing. So can I start over?
I think I see what happened.
I think I need to start over because I totally messed up the story. And I was about ready to lie to everybody and just make something up. So I'm just going to start over.
Okay.
Here we go.
At least you're honest.
Here we go. Three guys from England went on a fishing trip to Thailand last year. Mm. Their names are Paul, Cliff, and Ron. They're in their mid-60s. They were planning to go back again this month, but unfortunately, Ron was diagnosed with cancer and passed away back in December.
Dang it.
But while he was on his deathbed, he told them, you guys need to go.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to go, but this is what I want you to do.
Oh, no. Mm.
I want you to scatter some of my ashes on the lake that we went to last year.
Yes.
But he also asked them to use some of his ashes as fishing bait.
Yeah! Circle of life, baby!
Shut up.
We got to see the picture.
Shut up right now.
Look at the fishing bait.
Look at that.
They made his ashes into balls of fish bait.
Yep, they mixed the ashes in with the bait, whatever that material is.
That's not okay.
But well, they caught these giant fish.
They did.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Yeah. They caught what kind of fish is that? That's huge.
That looks like a carp.
Looks like a coelacanth.
Yeah, it is a carp. It was a massive carp.
That's weird.
Weighed about 170 pounds. 170-pound carp with his buddy's ashes.
That's insanity.
With Ron as bait. That's pretty cool.
That's one of the biggest fish that's ever been caught in the area.
And they used these little balls of
ashes.
Balls of Ron right there. There's Ron. They're just holding Ron in their hands. We're going
to
put him
you
on
need
a hook.
To stop.
We're going to just put Ron on a hook and cast him out there. See what happens.
Throw him on out.
Oh, man.
What a weird request. We've talked about this before.
Yeah.
Think recently, actually. If you had some friend that was dying and they had a weird request, would you actually follow through with that?
Well, here's the thing. This is the best way this could have worked out. Because if they would have taken that bait out there and it would have sucked, they'd have been like, man.
Yeah.
He sucked in life and sucked in death, too.
I don't think it said anything about him sucking in life.
Well, he did.
Well, They were best friends, all three of them, best friends. They love going to that lake, Thailand. It's beautiful this time of year up in Thailand.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's pretty amazing. That's a request. If my friend asked me to do that, I would definitely follow through with that request.
Yep. It reminds me of the late Bill Brasky. He could never be topped when fishing.
Bill Brasky!
Mm-hmm.
Talk to me.
You know, it's said that he once used his own ashes as bait. And he caught a 12-foot trout.
Wow.
A 12 footer?
That record
will never be duplicated.
Record duplicated, trout, man.
Pretty sure.
To Bill Brasky. 12 foot
trout. Bill Brasky!
Raise a burrito in his honor.
Yes, dude. Breakfast burrito.
From Sopo.
Chinkies.
Jinkies?
Chinkies.
I think right
jinkies?
Now.
You like when you.
I thought you said jinkies.
No.
Like on Scooby Doo.
Yeah.
Pretty sure you said jinkies. I got a little scared.
I think the three of us need to right now.
Okay.
Tell each other.
Oh no.
What we want when we die.
You got it.
And we have to follow through with it.
Okay. No, guys, I didn't sleep last night. I will make up something so extravagant.
This is the best time.
Why did you turn his mic off?
I didn't.
That was weird.
It's the best time to ask.
Yeah.
He's been asleep all night. Don't ever turn my mic off again.
I didn't touch it.
Really offended.
That's weird.
Really offended.
See, like things are breaking. Our operations manager's gone, and now everything's going to crash.
The funny thing is I already got an email this morning because something did go wrong.
Oh, really?
I'm like, oh, my gosh.
It's happening, guys. I'm telling you.
It's already
happening. It's
happening.
It's happening. The happening is happening.
That is what happens.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you want? What's your request?
Yeah, what's your request,
guys,
man?
You can't do that.
Make
I
it happen.
I have no idea. Wait, for how I want you guys to take me out because I'm, like, done with everything?
Oh, gosh, we're not going to kill you. This is after you die.
After you die, do you want to be cremated? Or do you want us to drag your body somewhere?
Here's what I want you guys to do, all right? Growing up in Montana, obviously.
I grew up in Montana.
No, bear country, right? Lots of bears out there. Well, as you guys know, my father died when I was 6 years old. And I always say it was a private plane crash, you know, just him piloting his own course. He was piloting his own course, only it wasn't how I said it before.
Mm-hmm.
You see, like his father before him, there was animosity between the Jeter clan and the Bear clan.
Nice.
The Bear clan?
The Bear pushed us out of Montana. We were trying to settle.
Is like that a bear roar?
That's a bear roar.
My great-great-grandfather, Willie Joe, he fought this grizzly. Cost him his life, but he took the bear's eye. That grizzly bear went on to have 3 children. Those children still wander around the wilderness of Montana. My father was trying to honor the wishes of his great-great-grandfather and take out said bear.
Mm-hmm.
Cost my dad his life. Yeah. He just wasn't man enough, I guess. So here's what I want you guys to do. When I die, I would like you guys to cremate my body. And I would like to have those ashes put into little pellets that in turn become shotgun shells. Yeah. I'd like you to venture back towards Montana.
Mm-hmm.
You find One-Eyed Jack, that grizzly bear that took my great-great-granddaddy. I want you to shoot him with pellets made of me. So that finally the Jeter clan will rise above the great bear clan of Montana. And forever end this feud so that my children and their children can live in harmony and peace with the bear.
Jax.
Oh.
What did he say?
I don't know.
There was so much backstory.
I wasn't really paying attention, but...
You guys asked! That's what I want!
I think he wants
turn my ashes into casings! For shotguns!
I think he wants us to shoot him out of a gun.
It's not that hard! Not shoot me out of a shotgun!
Mm-mm.
You kill that grizzly!
Mm-mm.
He took Willie Joe!
One-Eyed Willie from the Goonies.
No,
the bear's name was Jack.
I had no idea that he had ties to Montana.
Oh, yeah, great ties. We don't like to talk about it because the grizzly, you know... They're mean up there.
They're endangered.
They hunt.
They're really not. They're nice. You can actually pet the bears up there.
No, you cannot. Oh, my God.
Feed the bears. There's signs everywhere.
I have a simple request. I want to be cremated and my ashes turned into a statue of a dinosaur. Good luck.
Nice.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A little clay mold.
Mm-hmm.
Of your ashes.
Mm-hmm.
What? But what dinosaur? You're not specific enough. Because then the
Styracosaurus.
Okay, there you go. The argument would have broken out. And it would have been really weird. And...
Styracosaurus. My favorite dinosaur. It's related to the Triceratops. Get it right.
Okay.
I'm gonna haunt all of my friends anyway.
That's true. Don't haunt me, bro.
I'm haunting every one of you.
Don't haunt me, bro.
Here's what I want you guys to do.
I'm gonna be mean, too.
Can I put in my request?
Yeah.
I grew up in a little town in Amarillo, Texas.
What?
Amarillo by Morning was actually written by...
George Strait?
No. George Toth.
Toth.
He was my great-great-great uncle.
Neato.
Yeah. Here's what I would like. When I die, I don't want to be cremated. I want you guys to get a wagon. And I want you guys to get some devil dogs.
Uh-uh.
Nope. Tao, you got it?
Nope.
You have to.
Nope.
You don't have to ride the devil dogs. You just need to attach the devil dogs to the wagon.
I can probably facilitate that.
Okay?
I'll help. I got this.
You're going to carry me by wagon from Albuquerque all the way back to Amarillo. Okay?
That's only like a 4-hour drive.
Now,
not by devil dogs.
Oh, I'm not over yet.
Okay.
Once you get to Amarillo, I want you to pay some respects to my my family that still resides in Amarillo. But then I want you to take my body by wagon all the way from Amarillo, Texas, all the way up to Ennis, Montana.
Wait.
This is stupid, Dex.
What? I'm not worth this?
No, I'm not doing all that crap.
Wait, like
it might take you
coach?
6 months.
If I got to use a modern
die
vehicle,
of dysentery.
Possibly a hybrid.
I played Oregon Trail.
Think
I
about
always
the
died
adventures.
Of dysentery.
Think
I'm
about
not
the adventures.
Make it on
they used to do it just 100
wagon.
Years ago.
Could you open a space in your request for me to be able to drive a Tesla?
Yes.
No, it's got to be by wagon.
Then I'm not doing it. You can find somebody else.
No. He just said by wagon. I got you, man. Station wagon.
I'll take it.
We're going to put his body in the back of an 87 station wagon.
Let me see what happens. Right.
Let me write this down. I need to be more specific.
Yeah, man.
Nope, you already
got
it.
You got to get specific on the deal. You said wagon.
Okay.
All right. Technically, my Subie's a wagon.
You know what?
We're just throwing you in the back of my 99 Subaru.
A travel wagon.
We'll make it about 47 miles before my engine gives out. So
it has to be the station wagon from Vacation.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
Doable.
Throw me in the back and go to Amarillo.
Wait,
and then
did we already
Amarillo
cremate you, or you want to be seated in the back?
No, cremation.
Like rear facing?
Sure, whatever
like
you
just
want.
Just sitting there.
Yeah.
Yes.
You can wrap me up
we'll
like a
that.
Mummy. I don't care.
I used to love that rear seat. Remember the rear facing seat in station wagons?
Yeah.
You could like creepily look at grown-ups as they're driving behind you. Heck yeah, man.
So now we have this all on record. So when one of us dies, that is exactly what needs to be done.
Oh, no. We got a very serious text, guys. We've been talking about this. Somebody brings up a super practical question.
Mm-hmm.
Think of the logistics of this.
Ruiner.
What if we all die at once? Who's going to carry out these wishes?
I promise you guys, I will never die.
The Starmie!
Doug, you have to...
Doug is too busy for us right now. He's having a baby.
Well...
It'll be Ken from Time for Change because he is our next of kin.
Boo. Hey.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
There was something I had to say and now I can't remember what it was.
Sorry.
Well, we have to go to break anyways. When we come back, Steve-O's going to talk about Bono from YouTube.
Oh, man, I can't wait to talk about that.
Bono recently talked about his thoughts on Christian music. It's coming up next.
The Morning Invasion on Star 88.
We're going to take a break and come right back.
We'll be right back.
It's time for the Morning Invasion. Here's Dex, Steve-O, and Tao.
I'll never forget it. I'll never forget the sound.
It's magic.
On Star 88.
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
The NFL draft.
Thunderstorms hit parts of the Midwest.
Tornado rips through a trailer park community in suburban Houston.
Couple in Georgia suing Snapchat.
The White House is getting a better fence after several intrusions.
Priceline CEO is resigning.
Prescription drugs at Prince's home.
Three people are under arrest in connection with the San Bernardino terror attacks.
Ford's earnings doubled.
The federal government is clearing the way for thousands of people who are just out of prison to obtain health care.
Vice President Joe Biden is in Iraq.
Teen birth rate has fallen to another all-time low.
Small increase in new claims for unemployment.
Comcast is buying the company DreamWorks Animation for more than $3.5 billion.
A Senate committee has approved a bipartisan agreement to offer federal assistance to Flint, Michigan.
A 12th grade history teacher from JFK High in Waterbury, Connecticut is the National Teacher of the Year.
South Korea says North Korea tried again to launch a new mid-range missile and that it crashed again.
7:38.
High today of 60 degrees.
Well, there's not a lot going on the ABQ roads, but I have a bit of an update. Marvel and Netflix have officially announced the Punisher series. That's right.
Best news ever!
This is for real. It's happening.
Wow. Brought to you by Astro Zombies, 3100 Central Avenue, Southeast.
Speaking of that, I got some good comics this week.
Dude, I haven't read any
of them.
I have not read, well, that's not true. I read Omega.
I got super, super comic-y today.
Guys, a lot going on in the world of Marvel right now. I'm really excited for the future.
Many things.
Thank you, Civil War, for coming up.
I'm a nerd.
To end nerd talk, I have to address something that our girl, Victoria, has asked us on Facebook.
Good morning, Victoria.
Hey, so are you guys still doing the CrossFit thing? Haven't heard you mention it lately.
Oh, wow.
Have a good day.
Wow. Putting us on blast, Victoria.
Why don't you just address it right now? Tell the people what's up.
Well,
tell them.
Go ahead, buddy.
Both of you.
I have excuses for days. I'm not going to waste time talking about my lame excuses.
Well, just tell the truth.
I'm lazy.
Okay.
That's all I need to say.
The truth?
Baseball.
Baseball.
That's baseball took over.
Yo-yo dog!
And just so you guys know, that's exactly what I've said to everyone at the gym asking where you guys are.
Hey, June 1st, as soon as Memorial Day weekend is over, baseball thankfully has a minor break and I will actually get to be
there. How long is the minor break?
I want to say until August. No, oh. Yeah.
2 weeks, 3 weeks.
So just in time for the summer so I can get that summer bod, am I right? Rocking that Speedo, girl!
Come on, man. Come on.
If you want to see Steve-O in a Speedo, just show up at the summertime.
Yep.
All right, Steve-O, take it away. The floor is yours.
Speedo time.
One of the most prolific songwriters and vocalists of our generation decided to have a little hangout. There's a man named Eugene Peterson who wrote The Message. It's basically like a paraphrase of the Bible. I wouldn't necessarily use it to get like hermeneutical on it, but it is always good when you're like, hey, well, what is this saying to me?
Especially, it seems like that's a good
version.
Will
you never turn down U2 ever again, ever?
Gosh. I'm going to have to because I have to play the clip.
Damn, he's right. I love y'all.
Especially what? Go ahead.
You know what? I'll keep it going. Sorry about that. Isn't that a good version to give to a new Christian? So they can really understand it a little bit better? Because it reads like we talk.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But a lot of Christians, too, would say that's not a good version.
Well, it depends on who you talk to. There's seriously those that are like, no.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, you can't take it as like a line by line. It's a paraphrase. This dude is paraphrasing. Don't be... Yes.
Okay, so...
I definitely wouldn't try and go deep and expound upon the Message version. You know what I mean? Because that truly is one of those times where one guy, his name's Eugene Peterson, was like, hey, I'm going to rewrite this like modern style so that people can have a better understanding of it. It wasn't like 50 scholars got in a room and took 6 years to go word for word. That's when you get like the NIV or the ESV or you get, you know, those are translations.
Mm.
This is not a translation. This is a paraphrase.
Okay. Eugene Peterson, he wrote it.
Mm-hmm.
So Eugene Peterson gets hit up by this guy who wants to hang out with him. His name is Bono.
Nice.
And Eugene Peterson is like, who?
What?
Who are you?
I'm sorry, who? However, finally, gosh, how long did it take for them to finally, like, meet up?
I don't know. I need to watch this video because it's about 20 minutes long, and we're going to really...
We're going to air the whole thing in its entirety right now.
On Monday, for Monday Mindset, we're gonna really break down the video.
Hammer down, baby.
That Eugene and Bono had, because they finally did sit down and discussed a lot of different things. In fact, I got a little clip here. This is Eugene Peterson on Bono wanting to meet up with him, but he didn't know who Bono was, but he was really busy writing the message.
Yes, but the rest of the story is when he invited you to come and hang with them for a while, you turned him down.
I was pushing a deadline on the message. I was finishing up the Old Testament at the time, and I really couldn't do it.
You may be the only person alive who would turn down the opportunity just to make a deadline. I mean, come on.
Hey, come on, dude. Come on, guys. Come on.
It's Bono, for crying out loud.
Dean, it was Isaiah.
Yeah.
Well, for all of you out there that say he doesn't put a high priority on the Bible, I guess you're wrong.
Right?
Yeah. Yep. That's amazing.
I'm too holy for the message translation. So Eugene Peterson, you know, finally meets up with Bono. I can't wait to check this whole thing out. I'm sure all of your Christian friends have already shared it. Well, those that like good music.
I have seen this a lot.
Yeah, on your Facebook page, because yes. It's called The Psalms. Hangout. Bono talks, and in it, he gets very real about Christian music, because you two started as a Christian rock band. This station, K-Lite, back in the 80s, was rocking U2.
I had no idea.
Yeah. They started out as a Christian rock band. And so, you know, you look back to one of the greatest records of all time from anyone ever. It's called The Joshua Tree. You can hear there were songs that we played here years and years and years and years ago. Now, technically, they never... quote, labeled themselves as a Christian rock band. I would disagree, because the singles were serviced to Christian radio. So, but back then, I think it was different. You didn't have to label yourself as such. You were just a band. You loved Jesus, and you wrote music about that, and you sent your music out to Christian radio. Mm. Now it's like, no, this is for K-Love, or this is for, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So, this is an interesting take on it, because now Bono's coming out talking about the Christian music industry, and this may be why they never said, hey, U2 is a Christian band, because now, you know, fast forward to 2016, all the dudes in the band are believers now. Mm. They used to be kind of split, Bono was the kind of face and the voice and the Christian side of it, if you will. And I think Adam and Larry were both atheists.
Oh, yeah.
And all of them now profess Jesus Christ, which is incredible. But Bono says, I don't know if we have more clips. Do you have more clips?
Yep, I got this clip.
Okay, you want me to? I will let Bono say it the best, because Bono talked a lot about modern Christian music and his take on the industry today.
I think it's a shame, because these are people who are vulnerable to God in a good way. You know, vulnerable, I mean porous, open. I would love if this conversation would inspire people who are writing these beautiful voices and writing these beautiful, say, gospel songs. Write a song about their bad marriage. Write a song about how they're, you know, pissed off at the government. Because that's what God wants from you. That truth. The way, the truth. And that truthfulness, know the truth. The truth will set you free. It'll blow things apart. Why I'm suspicious of Christians is because of this lack of realism. And I'd love to see more of that in art and in life and in music.
I'm really excited. I want Bono to podcast our show, because I feel like he'd be like, heck yeah, man!
Yeah, you know, that's really what we're all about.
That is. I vibed so well with that, just because I immediately thought, man, I really hope that's what we're doing here. It does talk of, I loved his take on the way, the truth, and the life. And I think a lot of times, especially growing up, it was like, okay, well now I gotta to speak truth. That just means like I gotta confess every bad thing I do all the time to everyone that I'm directly in front of. But then you harbor like all of these weird, mm-hmm. like you said, the bad marriage or these feelings towards the government or whatever it may be. Man, life can be rough. And so I'm glad that Bono is speaking out. I don't know if it will impact the industry. I don't know that it will really make a change necessarily right now. I hope so. But you talk to artists like Duncan, the drummer from the Newsboys. Last time we were hanging with him, and we were asking about that lack of authenticity from the Christian industry. And he himself is like, yeah, no, dude, it's a bunch of... Boop, and was very real and very honest. And then, you know, a week later, it's like at the premiere of God's Not Dead 2. You know, and you're like, it's never gonna. Is it ever gonna change?
No.
Is it really? Are we ever really gonna be able to be honest? Because to be even more real, I mean, we sit here, we work in a ministry, we don't make a lot of money. We don't have that. And so imagine what would happen if you are the Newsboys or you are one of those bands that are making millions of dollars, but all of a sudden you go, but I want to be real. I want to be honest about my artistry and my faith, but it's going to cost us millions of dollars. Well, maybe I'll just keep doing what I'm doing.
Yeah.
And it's easy. I mean, Bono can say whatever he wants. He's Bono.
Yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. like, he's always been very, very honest. Sometimes to a fault, to a point where I remember back in the 90s watching a video where it was like, U2 is a Satan band. And you're like, man, that dude has so much more genuine faith than most people I know.
The things that he does for people and countries, it is just, it'll blow your mind.
Yeah, absolutely. You know?
He is definitely taking care of the orphans and the widows. I mean, there's some great videos out there on YouTube of interviews with Bono talking about his faith. I'm excited to watch this little 20-minute episode.
Yeah, he hung out with Eugene Peterson, writer of the Message Bible, and it's a modern translation or paraphrase, if you will, of the Bible. And Bono, obviously, he's a big fan of what he did, so hung out with him. Excited for that conversation, but it just begs the question for honesty in your life. You know, whether it's your workplace, your friends, your whatever. I'm so thankful to have the two of you. Sometimes I feel like I'm that Debbie Downer friend because we're all very real with each other. You know, and I think we as Christians need to have those people in our lives so we can be like, hey, the joy of the Lord is my strength, and I'm feeling very weak because I have none, because things suck right now, you know? And to have those brothers or sisters that will pick you up and be like, I feel you, man. Yes, this season is definitely not my favorite to be in, but I just got to... I mean, what do? I can sit there and stew in it, or I can cry and fight through it and know that God's still in control. And and that's what faith is. You know what I mean?
Faith is too, when you don't know, you believe. You know what I'm saying? Like, not for lack of evidence or anything like that, but that's just what faith is. Because sometimes I just don't know that God's in control. Stuff starts going crazy, and I just don't know it. Or I see the sin that I commit or that I have in my heart, and I'm like, I don't know if God's in control.
Yeah.
Because it seems like I'm running this show, and I'm doing a bad job of it.
Yeah.
You know, but that's at the bottom of that. Faith is like, gosh, I hope he is. You know, gosh, I hope that Jesus Christ is my advocate. Because if he's not, then I am screwed.
Right, right.
You know, that's faith to me. And I'm worried. Like, I was thinking about this last night. We operate from such a weird place as Christians.
Yeah.
And it's because you just see all this stuff going around like on Facebook, and I don't know how this is necessarily going to come across. I don't even know what I'm talking about.
Just let it go, brother.
But this come is on. Like, in the spirit of Bono and being honest and stuff, I'm just really worried because we have like this thing, and it's where if we get If somebody tells us that we're wrong, then we feel so justified in continuing in our opinion. And it's because we fall back on, well, Jesus said we'd be persecuted. But do we ever take a step back and look at that and think, oh my gosh, if I use that the wrong way, I can justify everything.
Yeah.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
What if we're, like, what if, it was funny because I saw a tweet my buddy put up. Did you guys know that one, they did a survey of all these, like, Protestant pastors, and only one third.
Relevant did this.
Yeah. Right? Only one third of them believe in like, a left behind scenario for the end times.
Oh, wow.
Right.
One third.
One
wow.
Third.
No kidding.
But then it's like, you think about it, and it's just like, well, the one third that does is super vocal.
Mm.
You know, and it, like Calvary Albuquerque.
Yeah.
Part of the third.
Yeah.
And this station reflects the views of
absolutely.
Calvary
we would
Albuquerque.
Say that.
I yeah. got to say that because, I'll, you know, it's there. But the, well, but the thing true. Is, it's like, so two thirds of the rest of the Protestant group don't feel that way.
Yeah.
Don't believe that. Well, then the one third is going to fall back on, well, this is the truth as I see it. And they said that it says here that they'll say that I'm wrong.
Yeah.
So I'm right.
Yeah.
But that's such a dangerous place.
Mm-hmm.
That's how.
Well, but there has to be one truth.
There does. But yeah. That's such a dangerous
right.
place. That's how, you know, anything can happen.
Yeah.
From that place.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
And here's, I think, to Bono's point, what he is saying about being honest and real and open. I do think there's a difference between, because we got a great question from Santa Fe that says, I see what he's saying, but could it be that we are more focused on praising God rather than always dwelling on the bad stuff? And there is something to be said about that, because I know in my downtime, if I'm allowed to hang out in it, I think that's why I said I love having the two of you, because when I'm at my lowest, I'm able to be bare and open and honest with the people that God has placed in my life to be like, dude, things really suck right now. And you guys don't keep me dwelling in my filth and in my sin and in my stupidity. It's like, all right, well, today's a new day and let's freaking hit it, man. Let's do this.
Yeah.
Let's go. Because if you look back to the Psalms themselves, immediately I just thought of Psalm 22, which is, I mean, Jesus quoted this as he was giving his last breath for us. Psalm 22 says, my God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from saving me? From the words of my groaning, oh my God, I cry by day, but you do not answer, and by night, but I find no rest. And David is like going, dude, where are you?
Mm-hmm.
Man after God's own heart. Where are you? Because everything blows right now, and I'm the heir to the, I'm supposed to be the king, and I got the other king trying to murder me. Dude is so lost and his life sucks. And he's crying out saying, dude, I'm your guy.
Yeah.
And where's my rest? And where are you? Because I sure don't freaking hear you right now.
Mm-hmm.
But in the very next verse, he says, yet you are holy, enthroned on the praises of Israel. And you, our fathers, trusted. They trusted you, and you delivered them. To you they cried and were rescued. And you they trusted and were not put to shame. And then he goes back to, but I'm worn and scorned by mankind and despised by people. It's like this crazy back and forth, because there are so many times in our lives where truly we're going, what's up, bro?
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah. My life sucks right now.
I like be like, ooh-ah.
Yeah, and I don't know what to do. But then we can't stay there. We have to in turn go, all right, but Scripture clearly tells us to rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. He has to tell us twice, because there are so many times where we'd rather focus on how much things quote-unquote suck right now versus the promises of God, where he's like, dude, I'm going to give you rest. I love you. This isn't over. You're right. Today probably did suck, you know, but my mercies are new every day. So rather than dwell on your bad relationship, or maybe your kid did something that you didn't agree, or your job's in turmoil, maybe you lost your job, maybe you don't know what that next step is, you can fall back to the promises of God that he loves you, he's got you, he's going to take care of you, he's already seen it through to the end, and we don't have to stay in this. And so that's the truth that we can dwell on and focus on.
I love that. A lot of people want to weigh in. People are calling. We're going to have to put you on hold. But we're talking about Bono. He was in this, I don't know, was it a documentary type thing? I don't even know what it was.
It was an interview.
It was a 20-minute interview on YouTube, and it was really, really cool. We'll play that clip again. Bono talking about what he thinks of Christian music. And we'll get to your phone calls and text messages when we come back.
The Morning Invasion on Star 88.
Your attention, please. We'll be right back.
All is well. We're back with The Morning Invasion on Star 88.
It is 8:03. Good morning.
High today of 60 degrees.
Let me look at your road.
Let's see. There are a lot of little diamonds on this map, but it looks like most of them are road construction. Now, we do have an accident to report, Unser at McMahon. Way, way out on the west side at Bandelier. So watch out for that if you're trying to get to work from way out there. And there's also an accident at Lead Avenue and Cedar Street that got reported about 20 minutes ago. So be careful out there, guys. Good luck on your commute this morning. That's your look at traffic. Traffic!
For the break, we were talking about Bono.
Bono!
Bono was recently interviewed. I don't even know if he was interviewed. He sat down with this guy, Eugene Peterson. He's the guy who wrote the Message Bible. And so they kind of sat down together and just talked. And Bono said some things about Christian music. You know, he was saying Christian music just
Christian
feels,
artists in general.
Yeah, they just feel it just feels dishonest. Here's the clip of Bono talking about it.
I think it's a shame because you got these are people who are vulnerable to God in a good way. You know, vulnerable. I mean, porous, open. I would love if this conversation would inspire people who are writing these beautiful voices and writing these beautiful, say, gospel songs, write a song about their bad marriage. Write a song about how they're, you know, pissed off at the government. Because that's what God wants from you. That truth. The way, the truth. And that truthfulness. Know the truth. The truth will set you free. It'll blow things apart. Why I'm suspicious of Christians is because of this lack of realism. And I'd love to see more of that in art and in life and in music.
585 Live, 585-5483. You can text the show or you can call us up, 338-3700.
We got a few people chiming in. One from Lihu, Hawaii.
Nice.
Which is really rad. It says, morning, fellas. The great thing about the Psalms is to see David is almost bipolar. You know the funny thing? I sometimes feel... We were talking about this. Mm-hmm. I'm like, dude, if I go to the doctor, I don't even know. I feel like somebody's going to diagnose me bipolar. Because, but he says, David's almost bipolar, being very real about what he was feeling, whether it was depressed, feeling abandoned by people, or by God. But he always came back to the truth of who God is. That's the truth that the world needs about Jesus. Do you really tell the truth, the weird places about your life and your faith and the struggles, but end it with hope, just like David? Mm-hmm. That's the question. And so we got another comment from Shoreview, Minnesota. They chimed in and said, sounds like you guys need to play Warren by 10th Avenue North. Great discussion this morning.
It's in there.
Yeah? All right.
That'd be cool. Maybe. But it's kind of slow, so we're not going to play it this morning. We'll fall asleep.
And then somebody asked if we were going to stay on this topic or wait till Monday because they want to call in. Call in.
Well, you know, this is a big topic, so maybe we'll continue. Because we haven't even heard that 20-minute discussion, so there's got to be a bunch of different things.
So you can just mine that joker for
we're gonna
tons
mine
of
it.
Truth.
We're going to mine it this weekend. Thanks for holding.
What's up, dudes?
Hey, Shane.
What up?
Dude, I think what's cool, though, what Bono says, I mean, at least for me, is just, you know, I think the gospel, you know, Jesus Christ, his example is so perfect, and it inspires me to be the best dad, brother, friend that I can be. And I think we're all constantly working at that, you know, as Christians. I know that we are, and I know I am, but Dude, it's just the relatability when somebody you look at and you're like, man, that guy's just awesome. He's just, that dude's just got it going on. He's rad. And he's like, yeah, but I'm just as screwed up as you are, man. Mm. Dude, I am struggling with this or that, and I'm blowing it here and there. And it's just, it's that relatability and that vulnerable moment when, dude, it just gives me hope, man. I'm like, well, thank goodness, you know. I mean, it's the idea that a Christian is perfect that I think really at the early stages for me kept me from wanting to go to church, mm-hmm. want me to confess all the things in life that were holding me down.
Yeah.
Because I was just like, man, I'm too ashamed. Brother, I'm too embarrassed to tell you how busted I am because mm-hmm. you're perfect. And then everybody's like, no, dude, you got it 180 the wrong way, which, by the way, is not the first or last time that I've had it 180 the wrong way. Mm-hmm. You know, but I just think I dig what he's saying back to the point because I think it's so true. And, you know, when we can be vulnerable and we can be honest about where we're struggling, it really does open the door to folks that maybe just don't have a relationship with Jesus Christ. Come on in and get the help they need.
Thanks, man.
Yeah. Love you guys. Later.
Love you, too.
Remember Amor Sierra's testimony?
Yeah.
Remember what she was talking about, how she became a Christian after just living this horrific life, going through getting beaten and molested and drugs. I mean, if you have not heard her testimony, you guys have to podcast it. But she became a Christian, started going to church, and the Christian church drove her out because of the way that she was before she found Christ.
Mm-hmm.
They drove her out. She didn't want anything to do with it. We shoot our wounded.
A lot of times we do.
I also, on the flip side, want to say, but don't let that stop you from pursuing Jesus. Because mm-hmm. I think, as we're talking honestly, that has terrified me. And, stopped me in my past so many times from pursuing this God who is constantly wooing me because I'm like, man, but your people suck. Man, but I've been burned by this church or I've been burned by this human who proclaims Jesus Christ, and I would put it back on God. And there were so many times where I was just paralyzed and I just mm-hmm. stayed stagnant for too long because I didn't want to pursue God if these people were going to be, you know what I mean? Like mm-hmm. if this is what it is, and then I'm out, and I let that be my excuse for why I stayed in my filth too long, why I lingered so long in my sin, or why I just didn't care to get better or whatever, or why I didn't care to change this aspect of my life or whatever it was, because, well, everybody sucks anyways, and if I'm going to just deal with it for the rest of my life, I might as well just own it and live in it, you know? And it's like, well, you don't have to do that either. Yeah, you're going to fail, but fail forward, you know? Fail trying to get it right. Fail mm-hmm. in that regard. Don't fail by giving up and giving everybody the finger and saying, I'm out, woo! You know?
3-3
I mean the pointer finger, because you're pointing at him going, you!
How could you say that?
338-3700. You can also text the show on our live line. It's 505-585-LIVE. Good morning.
Good morning. So I heard that clip, and I was thinking, you know, when we sing in church, we're doing it to glorify God, and there's times when, you know, I've been at Calvary and we sang just that right song, and it's like God speaking to me. Mm-hmm. If I went to church and like, okay, we're going to sing this next song, my marriage is going down the drain and my wife sucks, there's no way that's going to glorify God. People are going to want to be at church for that because it's, you know, you're going to be so depressed, you're not going to want to listen to the message.
Well, I think there's a difference between worship and a Christian writing a song that's very real and honest. I definitely agree in one regard that wouldn't make a good hymnal, if you will,
sure.
But that doesn't mean that Christian artists should not write that song. Because on the flip side, we have been inundated with people chiming in on the live line, chiming in on Facebook saying, you have no idea what this is doing today because I have been in this slump. I've been in this place of suck and feeling like I was the only one. And by you talking about this, it is giving me hope. And so there is hope in the filth and in the dirt. There's hope in knowing that you're not alone in this and that other people are dealing with it. So it's not a foreign thing. And yet we are still clinging to the gospel of Jesus Christ. We still have that mercy and that grace and that compassion and that love and the strength that he has given us to continue to just freaking breathe, to continue to move forward. And so I agree that it wouldn't make a great worship song in a corporate church setting, but that doesn't mean it shouldn't be discussed.
Yeah. Well, doesn't Brighthead Welch sing like that too about his past?
Yeah, there are a lot of artists.
Yeah, see, those are amazing.
We got a couple comments, you know, Andy Mineo, Switchfoot, Thrice, one right now that their new single or the new song that they put out this week just rocking my world right now. Called Black Honey, right? All about essentially continually going back towards that same thing, whether it's a sin or whatever it is. The song talks about trying to swat towards this honey, but wondering why you keep getting stung by these bees.
Wow.
And like just doing the same thing over and over and over, and how by the end Dustin is crying out like, my God, let this be the time that I get it right. Let me get it right this time. Let me not fail this time.
Let me play the clip one more time. A lot of new people tuning in. We're talking about Bono, and he was sitting down with Eugene Peterson. He's the man who wrote The Message, the Bible in contemporary language. It's a popular modern translation of the Bible. But apparently Bono's a huge fan of it. So he sat down with Eugene and they discussed for about 20 minutes, which we're gonna watch it this weekend, and then maybe we can find some more things to talk about on Monday. But this is what he had to say. This is what Bono from U2 had to say about Christian music.
I think it's a shame because these are people who are vulnerable to God in a good way. You know, vulnerable, I mean porous, open. I would love if this conversation would inspire people who are writing these beautiful voices and writing these beautiful, say, gospel songs. Write a song about their bad marriage. Write a song about how they're, you know, pissed off at the government. Because that's what God wants from you. That truth. The way, the truth. And that truthfulness. Know the truth. The truth will set you free. It'll blow things apart. Why I'm suspicious of Christians is because of this lack of realism. And I'd love to see more of that in art and in life and in music.
338-3700, or you can hit us up on
love
the live
that dramatic
line.
Music.
I know, right? We got a question on the live line from Becca. She said, you know, you guys seem to agree with Bono on his broad brush of the Christian industry, but Teo's wife is in that industry. And Steve-O, you and Teo both lead worship and or play in the worship band. In light of the fact that you are what Bono broadbrushed, do you still agree with the sentiments? And if so, how do you plan on stepping it up? I don't disagree with his comments, but I'm interested in how you might see yourself void of his remarks.
I don't see myself void of his remarks.
Yeah, I don't either at all. I think about our morning show because we are in the Christian radio industry, and I feel like we're doing exactly what Bono's saying we're doing. We're very open. We're very honest. We're very different, which is probably why you're listening, Becca, because you love the show, because it is different.
Boom!
I would also say, you know, and it's definitely not, I don't want to say this in response as like a, oh yeah, but I would point out that, you know, last week we had an opportunity a week ago to lead worship here at Calvary Albuquerque, and I absolutely enjoyed the experience. I love leading worship. Because as we mentioned earlier, there's definitely still a place. We still are called to proclaim his goodness. And that didn't mean I had a great day. In fact, last Wednesday was a really long, messy, awful day behind the scenes. And yet in that moment, what I love so much about worship is how real and authentic we can be in proclaiming his goodness. Because in that moment, my God that I'm staring at on the throne of glory is receiving our praise because he deserves it. No matter if our day was amazing or sucked, we should be proclaiming his glory because he is worth it, because he is worthy, because he is good. And because of those things, that's what allows me to be honest as a worship leader and go, man, I loved Rejoice, one of my favorites, and to a point where Jason at Calvary Knob Hill is like, hey man, maybe you want to like mix it up a little, because I do enjoy certain songs a lot, but man, Rejoice is a song that gets me, and it's a song that speaks very plainly to the fact that all our sins and our sorrows Jesus carried up the hill. He has walked this path before us. He is walking with us still, turning tragedy to triumph, turning agony to praise. There's blessing in the battle, so take heart and stand amazed. Rejoice. And it's... Stop it. Turn that off. You're so stupid.
Man, I am fired up right now. Tell him. See that mountain? I'm going to climb it.
Climb that mountain, Dex.
But truly, that's why I think, you know, if you're coming to church and it's like, and worship is just the four songs in the beginning to get you amped to hear God's word, then you're missing the point, because it is an opportunity to just stand in the glory of God and give him praise for the fact that you have breath in your lungs. And even if you got into a fight with your spouse on the way to church, he's still good. He's still worthy. And we forget that sometimes when we focus solely on our filth and all on our suck. We forget that he's still good no matter what.
Can I give an answer to her?
Yes, please.
Can I just say something real quick?
No.
Do you ever think about becoming a pastor?
Absolutely not.
You know, I'm just,
no, he
absolutely
thinks about it all the time.
Stop it right now.
Thank you, dear.
No.
So here's my thing. Becca, number one, you're a sweetheart. Thanks for the question.
Yeah, that was a great question.
My answer to you is I don't think that you've really listened to either of the two bands that you referenced. Waverly or Firefly.
Yeah.
Here's the fact of the matter. I gotta straight up talk. Dawn is one of the most put together people you will ever meet on this planet. Mm-hmm. Dawn has been through so much crap in her life and truly gotten to a place where she was just gonna give it all up and be done. And be done. And then God made a major movement in her life. So when Dawn writes, she writes from that place. And she went through like a ton of like counseling and all this stuff just so she could get to know how to know God better and how to operate, not just through word, but in life from a place of confidence. So much confidence in God. She's literally one of the best people you'll ever meet in this world. And if you truly get to know her, it's unbelievable. She's on a next level. Now, not to like prop her up or anything, but one of the things about Firefly and what really speaks to me, I don't know if you've ever really listened to them, but if you listen to the vast majority of their lyrics, which she writes, they always come from a place of brokenness and then hit a resolution with faith in God. And that's exactly what Bono's talking about. Waverly, our big song, Praise and Adore, was not originally called Praise and Adore. It was called Some Live Without It, because the point of the whole song was that there are people on this planet that don't give a crap about God, and they don't live their lives with him. And then there are some of us that it's so evident that we have to just reach out to God and, you know, in faith, that we should live our lives like that to show those people that don't care about God that there's a different way to do it. There's a better way to do it. And so the funny thing is, we're also talking about two bands that are highly considered casualties of the Christian industry. I mean, the question comes in like, I mean, that's what you guys are. You're Christian bands. Yeah, Waverly was, until we got dropped and our major hit song got twisted. I say twisted. It's not like it was, you know, malicious or anything. But they renamed the song. The song was originally called Some Live Without It. And our marketing people at Flickr renamed it Praise and Adore and marketed it as a worship song. Mm. So we had to deal with that when we went out, because we weren't a worship band.
And they made money! Not you, but the you know.
I don't know if they made any money. but let me finish. We went out and had to deal with that. We would go play places and they would be like, are you going to play Praise and Adore? And we'd say, well, we weren't planning on it tonight. And they would say, you've got to play it.
Yeah.
Or we're not, you know, or that's it.
Yeah.
We had to deal with that. And then we ended up getting dropped.
Wow.
And then we ended up recording an EP. And I had to explain to people how we weren't going to be as theological on our record, because it created such a dichotomy, you know? And it was insane. And we broke up. Now, Fireflight had Unbreakable, which is one of the most positive songs you'll ever hear. It's like literally God's work through that song to change the lives of people around the world over and over. It happens all the time. go back and listen to Fireflight's stuff. It operates from this dark place, and then it comes to a hopeful resolution all the time, and that's why their ministry has been so powerful. But honestly, you hear Fireflight on this station all the time because we're all close to Dawn. Go listen to K-Love. Go listen to Air One. You might hear two Fireflight songs. You might hear Unbreakable, and you might hear Desperate.
Yeah.
And that's because Desperate got marketed a certain way because they were about to be on Winter Jam. And then the Christian market turned its back on Fireflight. They can't get any radio traction. We play a song called Here and Now. That's an incredible song.
So good.
And you know what? No other stations play it.
Wow.
And so to me, it's like that's a bad example.
Yeah.
For one thing, but that and I know that, you know, most normal people don't know the ins and outs of it, but that's the deal. Is
well, and that's why people are terrified to be real.
Yeah, that's it. That's what happens. That's why I'm proud to say, from Waverly's standpoint, and I'm proud to say from Fireflight standpoint, that these two bands have always operated from a place of realism, and it got us nowhere.
338-3700. Thanks so much for holding.
Hey, right on. Thanks, guys. This is Pistol Pete. How you guys doing?
What's up,
hey,
Pistol
man.
Pete?
That's the name my dad gave me. He must have been a Johnny Cash fan or something like that. Hey, it really is. I've walked in churches. I've walked in, you know, the guy was saying Calvary, Desert Springs, churches, and I felt alone. But it was because I had a heart issue, and I wasn't reaching out to men, and they didn't know how to come and get me, right? I'd get the greeter. They'd say hello and good morning, man. I appreciate that. But, you know, no one knew in the inside, man. I'm just a mess, and God's convicted me already. That's what got me to church. But I don't see the hope. And so when I'd go to these churches, I wouldn't see it until I got to know those men. And those men were real. And they had problems. And God would lead them through it. And so we got to be those people who reach into, are not afraid to reach into people's lives, right?
Amen, yeah.
And
I agree.
Even with the music is there, man. You know, like Becca's saying, she's really with you guys. The Christian music is there. We want worship. We want adoration to Jesus. He saved us, passion. And if you listen to Lecrae, you listen to some Tadashi, if you guys could play Make War by Tadashi, you get that there is a war. Make war as we walk through these filthy trenches. It says the days are evil and people are dying. We only go pray when, you know, we don't ask what's going on in your life. You know, we just kind of go by people. So it is difficult. And only by the grace of God can I step into those places and not be afraid to challenge them to come to God so they can fight their sin, fight our stuff.
I love it. Thanks, man.
Cool. Thank you, guys, man. Appreciate it.
You guys can hit us up on the live line, 585-LIVE. You can text the show. You can call us now, 338-3700. We're talking about Bono and his thoughts on Christian music. You know, just to summarize what he said. He pretty much is saying that a lot of the Christian music is really generic. Positive lyrics about God and Jesus with spiritual themes, but there's a lack of personal stories, depth, and real negative emotion like anger. He was sitting down with Eugene Peterson, who wrote The Message. That's the popular modern translation of the Bible, and Bono, big fan of that one. And there's a 20-minute video we'll have to post on our Facebook pages of that whole conversation, but your thoughts on what we're talking about right now. Good morning.
Hey, guys. It's Becca.
Hey, Beck.
Hey, Becca.
Hey, I just wanted to call and clarify that, first of all, as far as the station goes, I think you guys definitely are doing what he's saying that people aren't doing, you know, doing something different, doing things that you don't expect in the Christian realm or, you know, whatever. But what my message that I sent you guys is kind of poking at is the fact, like, even the way in which you guys responded immediately was in a defense of maybe not the Christian industry, I guess is what you guys are kind of separating it as, but the Christian music that you guys do believe has that value that Bono is kind of saying that they don't have. So in my questions to you guys, I kind of got out what I think is fair, because I don't think it's fair for Bono to make this statement that we don't have this and we don't have that and that we're kind of not up to par, and yet you guys are kind of agreeing with that. But then as soon as it's pointed in a direction that you guys think it is up to par, you defend that. So that's kind of just my point, is that for someone to broad brush the industry in that way and for you to agree with it, like, so outright, isn't really fair when it's pointed back at you. You know what I mean?
Well, I think he said that a lot of modern Christian music is dishonest to him, not all of it. You know, so he definitely, you know, kind of broad brushed it as well with the industry. But yeah. I do know that, you know, when we were talking to John Foreman one time, he shared his Bono story. And so I know that Bono is aware of solid artists in the, quote, industry, like the John Foremans of the world, the Lecraes of the world, the Sonny Sandovals of PODs of the world. So I know he wouldn't include everyone. It's not like just Christian music in general is the worst, but a lot of modern Christian music to him seems dishonest. And that is a hard terminology, because he's judging their heart, which you can't really, I mean, if someone genuinely, honestly is like, no, dude, I really meant to write God's Not Dead, I was stoked on it, then you're like, okay. Way to be honest with it. So I hear what you're saying, but I would also say it's so hard, because working in an industry like this, we can definitely make the divide. Because I was at GMA, which is like, it used to be this big, you know, the Gospel Music Association, and this is where all the artists meet, and this is where the Dove Awards are, which was like the fake Grammys for the Christian industry and all of those things. I was there the year that Waverly was thrown aside.
Boom!
Like, the day that they got dropped from their label, I ran up to the guys like, hey guys, GMA, we're all excited! And they were just dejected. They were just sad, because they had literally walked out of a room where the Christian industry said, man, you guys just aren't Christian enough. You're just not selling the Christian hits enough. So you gotta go. So I do think Bono's words are right on, because when you look to the higher ups, if you will, in the industry, they don't give a crap about worshiping God or about making his name known. They care about the millions upon millions of dollars that they are making in the industry. And if it's not up to, quote, par for making money, because it's still a business, then you're gone. It's not about, well, but there's grace and love and mercy here within this industry because we're Christians. No, it's just as cutthroat. It's just as crazy. It's just as gnarly as the general market industries of the world. It's a record label. And they got to make money, and millions of dollars are at stake. So
yeah, and I definitely appreciate that side of it. Just from the clip that you guys played from Bono, because I have not listened to the interview or the conversation that they had.
You need to be in journalism. Yeah. Becca, you have a calling. You have a calling, and it's not stay at home mom. You get into journalism. You do it. I believe in you.
Don't take me off my point, dude. Anyways, it was not a stab at anyone. I want to make that very clear. And Teo called me out. I haven't really heard anything from Firefly or Waverly. So if they're doing awesome things, and that's amazing, I don't like people being broad brushed in a way like that. So just
we can take his words as an insult, or we can take his words as a challenge.
Yeah,
there's two ways to take it. That's the only thing.
Or we can just make him a god and take his word as God's word, right?
Okay.
Nah, up on yourself, Becca. I don't agree with everything he says. I don't agree with everything.
All right, we'll see you later. All right, we'll get some more of your phone calls. Text the show, 585-LIVE.
We have our girl Josette from Swerf coming in, okay. So maybe a little reprieve.
Yeah, we'll take a little break. We have to get this dog adopted, people. There's a dog that needs a family.
Oh.
We'll talk to Josette from Swerf when we come back.
Stay tuned. The Morning Invasion is coming back. We interrupt this broadcast for an important message. It's time for the Morning Invasion. Here's Dex, Steve-O, and Teo.
Hey, what's going on in the news today?
The NFL draft.
Thunderstorms hit parts of the Midwest.
Tornado rips through a trailer park community in suburban Houston.
Couple in Georgia suing Snapchat.
The White House is getting a better fence after several intrusions.
Priceline CEO is resigning.
Prescription drugs at Prince's home.
Three people are under arrest in connection with the San Bernardino terror attacks.
Ford's earnings doubled.
The federal government is clearing the way for thousands of people who are just out of prison to obtain health care.
Vice President Joe Biden is in Iraq.
Teen birth rate has
has fallen to another all-time low.
Small increase in new claims for unemployment.
Comcast is buying the company DreamWorks Animation for more than $3.5 billion.
A Senate committee has approved a bipartisan agreement to offer federal assistance to Flint, Michigan.
A 12th grade history teacher from JFK High in Waterbury, Connecticut is the National Teacher of the Year.
South Korea says North Korea tried again to launch a new mid-range missile and that it crashed again.
8:41, good morning.
High today of 60 degrees.
Let's check the roads out there, too.
Let's do it.
Accident Montgomery Boulevard in Louisiana. There's so many little diamonds here. It's hard to see which ones are accidents and not. There's an accident at Coors Boulevard and St. Joseph's Drive. And looks like the rest are... Oh, nope, there's an accident at Irving and Eagle Ranch Road, which is right over by the gym that I miss you guys at every day. You guys be careful out there this morning. That's your look at traffic.
505-585-LIVE.
She comes.
We have the live line open if you guys want to text the show. You can also call us at 338-3700. Got a lot of text to read. And
oh, no.
We have dogs to talk about.
We got dogs.
Oh, man. Dogs.
There's a little dog in here.
We got a great question from Terminal Texas that I definitely wanted to touch on at some point.
We'll jump back into it.
Yeah.
But first, Josette is here from Southwest Animal Rescue Fund.
I know you want to shame
this
me.
Is, went wrong this is the time, Starmie.
Who is that?
To step up. If you need a new member of the family, you need to tune in right now.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That dog is just scratching its butt on our carpet.
Yeah, that's what's
just
about,
lift
man.
Those legs and just. Yeah. What is happening?
Making a weird face, chewed up the duvet. It was ugly anyway.
That's good.
What's up, Josette?
Good morning.
Good morning.
What do you know?
Do you like the carpet? Because the dog does.
Dog loves
your carpet,
it.
Your carpet just needed a little extra.
Yeah,
just
a little. Just a little extra shine
love.
Right there.
Yeah.
Just
a little extra love. It's all right.
That's funny.
Hey, puppies.
So,
who did you bring in?
Well, this morning I was going to bring Ellie. She's the little wheelchair baby, but she was.
Oh, my gosh. This
she wasn't,
dog.
She wasn't feeling so good.
Oh.
But, so actually, these are. Two dogs that I was fostering and failed on, meaning I adopted them myself. These are my two dogs.
These are your
puppies.
I mean, they're all my puppies.
Yeah,
they're all my children.
All of them. yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
But these two I officially adopted.
That's awesome.
Not anytime real recently, but... Anyway, so I couldn't show up dogless.
And they are.
Oh, so these aren't actually getting adopted.
No.
Just
no. You know, I considered it sometimes.
We don't need these to be adopted. hey, stop that. That was awesome. That's on the webcam.
Wow. She has no
what's
modesty.
Its name?
Gabby. Yeah, this little one's Gabby and that one's Mona.
Come here, Mona.
Well, let's talk about some of the dogs you do have up for adoption. What kind of dogs do you have down there?
You know, right now we have we have a mix of... Well, every color of pit bull you could imagine.
Okay.
We have
purple.
You
got a purple.
I can imagine. They have blue. They have a blue.
The same, dude. I love you.
Blue nose, yes.
Blue pit.
But not blue, the color blue, but you know.
Yeah.
Yes. And, you know, as I've mentioned before, Swarf, we don't really have the number of adoptable dogs that other rescues do have because we fund more.
Yeah.
You know, no matter what dog you're looking for, even if you're partial to a specific breed, a rescue has it. A shelter has it. They're out there. And, you know, I was going to come in this morning because I didn't have a dog to bring. And he was like, no, just come talk anyway.
Yeah, dude.
So
there's still dogs that need to
promote it.
That's true. And you know, with that said, the dogs in the shelter, and some numbers for you. They're estimated 70 to 80 million dogs a year go into the shelter system. And... So I kind of broke that down because that's how I am. So it ends up being about 4,400 dogs per state per year So per state per day, 4,400 dogs go into the shelter system. So it makes it a little bit more comprehensible.
Oh, yeah.
It's just a lot. And, you know, there's just, I mean, any breed, everyone, you know, I have a few acquaintances that are really into breeding. And, you know, that's... Oh, I know. That's appropriate.
It's just Sarah McLaughlin.
You
what?
Would.
What are you talking about?
Don't forget the puppies.
Anyways,
she's great live.
That's what Chrissy to see her once. Yeah, she's just.
I've seen her live too. I loved it.
She's right.
It was
Did
a
you
great
see her Tingly?
Concert.
Was it at Tingly?
Oh, years and years and years.
People
ago.
Are the Perishers open.
Yeah. People so are good. More likely to adopt when Sarah McLachlan is.
It's true.
That's true. It's no, like
there's
a commercial.
A ton of things that they're more likely to do when Sarah
no,
McLachlan.
It's true. It's adoption.
Cry. Adoption. Knit.
Poke
knit.
A bunch of holes in a garbage bag and try to get in there and sing.
Yeah. Or just put it over themselves and mm-hmm. yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Oh wow.
So anyways, no, really, I mean, so there's just no necessary reason to be breeding. I know there's reputable breeders and I don't, you know, want to knock anybody, but there's just numbers are outrageous.
Right.
And I mean, if you're partial to Aussie, you know, or collies or shepherds and
or cats.
Cats. I yeah. mean, well, thank you, really. I mean, the numbers of cats that go into shelters are not far below.
Really?
I mean, they're not. It's just millions and millions. So anyways, you know, if you're looking to adopt a dog, don't be afraid to go to the shelter. It's not always the most, you know, fabulous place to go for a field trip or anything. But it's...
Chrissy
you know,
and I went there when we were looking
them.
For a puppy. We went to the shelter first.
Right,
and,
yeah.
And I, there was one on the way, and I was like, this is the one, bro, this is the one. Then we got there, and that one was already adopted, and mm-hmm. I was like, well, we'll keep looking. And we went through everywhere, and I was so sad.
Well, you were...
Because I didn't find the one.
Right, and, you know, you should wait and take time
yeah.
and be
yeah.
smart about
yeah,
it
don't
and
just
sleep
grab
on
a dog.
It.
Yeah. yeah, don't just grab a dog, because you're like, no, this is the one, because then we left, mm-hmm. and I was like... depressed. I'm not joking because, you know,
that
my dog had passed away and it was like, I'm never getting a dog again. And then when I was finally coming around to being open to like getting another dog and like opening my heart again, we went to the shelter and it was like, I didn't find that one. And then I was sad all over again because it was like my puppy was gone all over again. Mm-hmm. And then, what was it, like an hour later, all of a sudden I get this Facebook message because some strange chick has a bunch of dogs in her house and they're like, look at this one. And like the second I saw Rocket in the picture, I was like, that's my dog. That's
yeah.
my dog.
Shout out to Lynette. She's the one that hooked us up.
Yeah.
Thanks.
So it was cool. It's like the friend that's like, hey bro, my friend's really into
my
you.
Friend's
Except
friend.
It was like, my friend's dog is really into you. What do you think? And they sent me a photo and I was like,
done.
I'm into yeah. your dog. That sounds really weird, but
no, it's totally. I like it. That's my life.
Yeah. So yeah, you guys, you talk a lot about funding, mm-hmm. and you have a little thrift store.
Yes, yeah. we do, and it allows us to do all of the funding that we do. It's at 3701 Corrales Road, and we take everything, 100% of everything we get is donated. If you come to the store, it would really surprise you to know that, because we get amazing, amazing donations.
There was
real
a,
high quality
a
stuff.
Dope decanter, and I was like, man, I wish I was like a CEO of a crazy company and a villain in a movie and like
yeah.
just drank a bunch of scotch because this is so cool, but I don't have a use for a decanter, so I didn't buy it.
Yeah, well, that you should have.
I really wanted to. Someday, if I ever fulfill my dreams of being the villain in a movie.
Oh, good.
And, like, I have to have the, like, top level of the building.
So
like,
I still
have the look, by the way.
Yeah.
The slick back hair.
I got the slick back hair, yeah, you know?
Totally.
I got a...
Grr.
Yeah, grr. Decanter.
So we have decanters.
Yeah.
We have other things as well. Uh-huh.
Look, here's the issue. You're not connecting with the Stormy when you throw out a decanter.
Yeah,
hey,
half
that
of the
wasn't
people,
me.
Half of the people think that's some kind of magic spell.
Yeah,
you know, I'm
true.
Not sure. I mean, you could put
it's
water in
it. It's the magical crystal thing that you see in all the movies with, like, Lex Luthor when it's like, come into my abode and here's a scotch.
Okay,
and they pour it from, like,
again,
a weird
You just
stop.
Said magic, evil, abode,
thank you.
And scotch.
Thank
and
you.
Lex
we have we have furniture.
Okay.
We have an abundance of clothing, and we're real picky with what we sell. No holes, no pills.
Yeah.
I mean, it's perfect clothing, and most of it has tags. I mean, all of our stuff is real fabulous, and I mean, I'm really,
you have some
really
a lot of
picky.
Men's shirts down there.
Yeah, we have an entire men's room.
New shirts.
Yeah, and I mean,
there
our shirts
go.
Are $2. So oh. I mean. It's,
I might be able to afford
that
one.
I think you can get down there.
It's non-com and the proceeds benefit SWORF.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
cool.
And 100% of the profit comes straight to the dog rescue and allows us to fund other rescues as well. You know, transports that take dogs from kill shelters and send them up north to rescues that are, you know, partnershiped with New Mexico
that's
rescues.
Cool.
Yeah. And, but again, you know, as far as, you know, whether or not you're adopting SWORF dogs, that's, you know, really, I mean, it'd be great, but that's not why I come here. You know, I just really want people to understand that it's, there's, you know, if you are looking for a, you know, very specific, a blonde lab, that's what you want. There's a rescue called Lovin' Labs. I mean, they're specific breed rescue.
Yeah.
Oh my God, they have tons, hundreds of dogs that you can, mm-hmm. you know, look at and learn and pick, really.
Yeah.
So, you know, don't be afraid to reach out.
Hit the Google.
Yeah, hit the Google.
Hit the Google.
Google that.
I remember Buck, my old co-host, he got a bulldog from a bulldog rescue
mm-hmm. yeah,
many years
great.
Ago. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, there's breed-specific rescues. There's a Great Dane rescue. There's, they're all of
Pet
them.
Pet Mona Dex.
She's sweet. That she's
these
not,
dogs smell good.
Smell
did you just give them baths?
No.
They smell really good.
Fabulous.
Did you change their diet then?
It's
because
me.
They used to smell like
these
fish.
Dogs, these dogs are healthy.
They
and
are.
They are clean.
And they're well cared for and loved. Yes. All of them that I've brought in, can I say are? Except I do have to say, they don't always get baths. I understand that.
Well,
I have eight.
Try giving two cats a bath.
Dude.
Especially if
have
one
you
of
ever
those
bathed
cats.
Them?
Panda, yes. Beans, jury's out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because Beans is
that's
crazy.
That's if you want to die. Cats are impossible to get in the sink.
You need to meet them. They're crazy.
Bathtub.
Bathtub?
No, I don't know.
No, that's, sink.
I've never bathed the cat.
We do the bathtub.
Oh, really?
There
see? Dude, there's just so much more room for escape in the bathtub.
Mm-hmm. Except
oh,
there's,
dear.
Well, we shut the door.
That's
and so
true.
Then it's
okay.
like, you're in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, so typically the sink. Panda is the kind of cat that will accept it.
Okay.
She'll accept defeat.
That is hilarious.
Beans is insane.
Yesterday.
Beans will kill you.
What is that?
He'll find a way.
Music
yesterday,
for cats?
We read an article yeah, about how dogs hate being hugged.
Oh, yeah, good call.
Josette, do you hate, or do you hug your dogs?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, and well, you need to stop.
It. You are causing anxiety
stress.
And emotional damage to their brain.
Seriously. They're stressed out.
Morna just told me she's stressed out.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's because she doesn't know you.
When you hug, next time have someone take a picture of you hugging your dog
around
and
the
then
neck.
Look
just
at the dog's eyes.
I don't hug them around the neck.
Oh, okay.
I hug their body.
Well, that's different.
It's awkward.
Well, you have like tiny little like cat dogs, so
this
that doesn't
Gabby,
count.
You know, I took her in yesterday. She weighs 8 pounds. She should probably weigh about 5.5, 6.
That purse
so
doesn't seem
chunky.
Big enough to carry her in.
Yeah,
you need
no.
a bigger purse like the Hilton chick.
You know, one thing I wanted to bring up.
What? You know, Paris Hilton.
Buy me one.
She's got,
buy me a bag.
Buy you
it.
A bag.
Yeah.
No, go get one from your thrift store.
Oh, right, because right. we also have purses. It's lovely. They're nice purses. $6 purses.
I'll buy you one from your thrift store.
One thing I wanted to mention, there's so many, you know, Facebook's wonderful for dogs and dog adoptions and finding lost dogs and reconnecting dogs with their owner. I mean, it's fabulous. It works magic. But one thing that Facebook is also good for is people post on Facebook, you know, veterinarian questions, you know, like, hey, my dog's vomiting blood for 3 days. What do I do?
Whoa.
Well, you know,
pray.
You should probably go
put
to the vet
the
and, pray.
And pray.
Right. Go to the vet.
Oh, the vet.
Yeah. 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 Anyways, I just wanted to kind of throw it out there that you have to remember that, you know, there's no veterinarians online on Facebook to really help you out. And if you have questions, you can call, you know, VCA and get over the phone help
yeah.
if you can't afford to get in. But also reach out because there's organizations that support emergency veterinarian needs where,
yeah.
you know, the Oscar Foundation, it's another one called Friends and Vets That Help Pets. And those two organizations, there are a few others, but Friends and Vets That Help Pets actually helps me with Mona. She had two broken legs when I rescued her.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, and I couldn't, you know, afford... And the rescue I was with at the time couldn't afford the surgery either.
Right.
And so I reached out to them, and they... granted me the whole tire surgery. So,
wow.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
yeah.
incredible.
That's really
it was.
Cool.
It was great. So, I mean, if you need help, I mean, they're just Google it. Reach
yeah.
out.
Use
I
the
mean,
Googler.
Lose the Googler.
Lose it. Use it.
Use it.
SWARF.
Thank you.
Yes.
Southwest Animal Rescue Fund. We'll post all the details
yeah.
about SWARF up on our Facebook pages. And you guys go down to the thrift store. What's the address again?
3701 Corrales Road.
Nice. They got some great stuff.
It's in Corrales.
Mm-hmm.
Well, on Corrales Road.
Yeah.
Just
go
down
real
the street.
Slow. Yeah.
Real
Do not
those
speed
cops
in Corrales.
You.
They
no.
will hit you every time.
Hey.
All right. Thank you for coming in, Josette.
Thank you.
All right. We'll be back.
It was ugly anyway. A
I put the room in disrepair whenever you go anywhere. You wouldn't leave me if you cared. I chew chairs when I'm scared. Don't leave anyway. Be no trouble if you stay. It's my house. Get it straight. But it's the rent you gotta pay. What that you said? I can't poop in the bed. I chew shoes, steal booze, drool, and eat cat poo. Better pay the vet again because I ate shampoo. When I fart, it makes a noise like a kazoo. I eat dental floss and grow a tail out my wazoo.
The Morning Invasion on Star 88.
We'll be back right after these important messages.
It's time for the Morning Invasion. Here's Dex, Steve-O, and Teo on Star 88.
Y'all ever heard of YouTube?
The heart is a blue.
That was perfect.
Shoots up through the stony.
Good morning.
Good morning.
9:06.
High today of 60 degrees. Tell me when we can start playing U2 again.
Y'all ever heard of them?
You didn't like this song?
I loved this song. What are you talking about?
Oh, I thought you said, tell me when you start playing U2 again.
No, I said, does that mean we can start playing U2 again?
Okay, gotcha.
I meant like on the station.
I get what you're throwing down now, buddy. I got you.
I smell it.
I got you.
I was one of the few people in the world that didn't write an open letter to Bono after he gave us his record for free.
It's beautiful.
I was stoked. That was a little early. Here, hold on. Ready? Right here.
One, two,
it's a beautiful day. There you go. Good job.
Oh, the live line is blowing up this morning.
Yeah.
505-585-LIVE. You can text the show, and you can call us, 338-3700. Anything happening on the roads?
There is an accident out at Coors Boulevard in St. Joseph. Happened at about 8:30. It's the only accident showing up on my map. Should look at traffic.
We were talking about Bono.
Bono!
Bono and a guy named Eugene Peterson, who wrote the Message version of the Bible. They sat down, chatted for about 20 minutes.
Chatted, yeah. Kathy.
And during that little chat, Bono talked a little bit about modern Christian music, how he feels about it. And we'll play just a little bit of that clip right here.
I think it's a shame because these are people who are vulnerable to God in a good way. You know, vulnerable, I mean porous, open. I would love if this conversation would inspire people who are writing these beautiful voices and writing these beautiful, say, gospel songs. Write a song about their bad marriage. Write a song about how they're, you know, pissed off at the government. Because that's what God wants from you. That truth. The way, the truth. And that truthfulness. Know the truth. The truth will set you free. It'll blow things apart. Why I'm suspicious of Christians is because of this lack of realism. And I'd love to see more of that in art and in life and in music.
Mm-hmm. I love what Bono's saying there because I feel like, you know, we've already talked about this, but that's what we're trying to do. You know, the Morning Invasion is trying to do what Bono's talking about right there.
Yeah.
We're trying to be real. We're trying to be open with you guys. We struggle. We mess up every day.
Well, I mean, you do. I'm perfect.
No, we know that's not true.
We had a question coming from Terminal, Texas. They said, how can Christian artists be honest and be heard in the Christian industry when they're shut down for what they're trying to say? Is it easier to go independent to stay true? My honest immediate thought, we got that text in, and I was just kind of jumping around on Twitter, and Kevin Smith, director, not a believer. It's interesting because as that was sent, Kevin Smith just tweeted this to 21 Pilots. It says, 21 Pilots, Tear in My Heart is the first new song I bought in ages. Quote, and She's a Butcher with a Smile is a genius line. Thank you. I'm glad that just happened because I do think of, Teo said it off air, I do think they're probably the most honest band in any industry right now. Because,
well, especially in top 40.
Dude, you listen to their lyrics and it's just like, oh man, Tyler doesn't pull any punches about how he's feeling. And those dudes are believers. But they're not in the Christian industry. What's interesting is they didn't necessarily have to try and go into the Christian industry or had to try and go independent or had to try and blah, 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 blah. I think part of what Bono's saying is when you are genuine as an artist and it's good, it's crafted well, it's going to shine through because we have the backing, if you will, of the Holy Spirit. We are inspired by God. So we should be creative. Our art should speak for itself. It should be amazing. And with 21 Pilots, they just started writing good music. It wasn't like, I'm going to write this to inspire a generation to actually think about their lives. Mm-hmm. He was just writing from a place of honesty. And in turn, they exploded because people could relate to it. And now they're one of the biggest bands in the universe.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's crazy to think about.
It is nuts. They are the biggest rock band right now.
Luke's about to go for this baseball tournament next weekend, the Cinco de Mayo tournament, and all the kids get to pick walk up music. That's why they were trying to pick up. And he's picking Ride by 21 Pilots, mm-hmm. favorite band, and just stoked. And it's that genuine. I'm stoked that he loves that band because it gets you to think about things. We talk about the lyrics.
338-3700. Good morning.
Good morning, brethren. How art thou?
Pretty good. How are you?
Yeah, pretty good, pretty good. So let me just address this real quick, and then I move on to the reason I'm calling. But you guys were talking about the message earlier and all, and I think it's a great tool in helping understand the word. But it's just as long as we understand that it's kind of really filled with the guy's opinions and the guy's interpretation of Scripture.
It's paraphrase.
So, if there's anything interesting you want to look at, go back to a New King James or something like that and look at that. But it's still a great tool. But anyways, this kind of Christian realism and Christian being real in Christian music, it's probably one of the closest subjects to my heart, and I think it's probably why I love things like Bad Christian so much. And I think I might be broad brushing a lot here. But it's just because I don't have an hour to discuss this with you guys, personally. Mm-hmm. But I understand what Bono is saying, but I think the Christian being real problem is much larger than just lyrics. And in fact, I think it's the biggest problem with Christians and what we face today, whether we know it or not. The majority of Christians today are like Sunday, Wednesday Christians who only listen to K-Love, don't cuss, don't drink, don't smoke, and consider themselves to be good Christians. And as long as people don't know that they go home and watch porn every other day or are having an affair or taking Percocet at the end of the day, just to like take the edge off, that they're still good Christians. And I think there's a reason why every week there's another pastor being found to have an affair, and it's that we demonize people for being real about who they are and what they need help with. Mm-hmm. I mean, if leaders and just people in the church admit their temptations and what they're going through, that they're just usually destroyed and like torn down and pulled out of whatever they're doing and whatever they're serving with.
Yeah, I feel like you brought up you know, the good Christian. I feel like if you think you're a good Christian, then you should probably check yourself.
Well, because, I mean, we need to clarify what it means to be a good Christian, because I fail regularly, but every day I am grateful for the mercy and the grace that has been given to me through Jesus Christ. Because we can still be stoked. I mean, it's not that Sunday, Wednesday Christian thing that we're talking about, but I fail, man. I fail. But I do find strength in the fact that I don't have to cry and wallow in it every other second, because I know that I'm forgiven. I know that there is therefore now no condemnation for those in Christ Jesus.
Right.
So I know that I don't have to dwell on it.
Do you ever feel like you're a good Christian, though? Have you ever thought that you're a good Christian? Because I have not felt. I don't think I've ever felt that I've been a good Christian.
Well, I mean, now we're going to get all overly theological, because then we'll go back to Jesus' words that said there are none good.
None,
there's
right?
no one good, right?
right?
There's none good.
But my whole point is, as a person, I think in your heart, if you're thinking that, if you're at that place in your walk where you feel like you're a good Christian, I feel like that's a scary place to be.
But there's power and boldness to be like, you know what? I'm in boldness going to go forward and move on, and I'm going to fail. But we do need to be inspired, and we do need to. I'm not saying that we need to be prideful and arrogant, because it's not of ourselves, right? Like, it is only by grace that we have been saved through faith, so that no one can boast. You can't boast that you're good. You can't boast that you've got it together, that you're awesome.
Right, so if someone says, I'm a good Christian,
maybe if you say it of yourself, but I think there are people in this world that walk in faith, truly believing that they are free, they are forgiven, they don't have to stare at their past, they don't have to stare at the sin that still clouds them, they don't have to stare at the thorn in their flesh, but they can focus on Jesus and do great things in ministry. That's a good Christian.
And see, I would say that person probably does not even have a metric of being a good Christian.
Right.
Because
that person's
confidence is in
something outside.
We're not saying that that's what you think.
Right.
Not at all. Not saying that, caller. That person's confidence is in the Lord and not on some standard. Because ironically enough, caller, the message is a paraphrase, mm-hmm. and it's that guy's interpretation. But if we bring in the term, or the phrase, good Christian, we're going to hit on every single interpretation
to be good. Right.
Because every individual has an interpretation of what it means to be a good Christian.
Right. Mm.
And it's different. Everybody's is different. Because everybody has that secret sin that they're hiding, be it, you know, like you said, porn, an affair, Percocet addiction, or be it a pride on the inside where they think that they're better than everybody else.
Right.
Because they've got it all lined up.
We got a lot of people wanting to get in on the phone lines. 338-3700. Good morning.
Hello?
Turn down your radio.
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Hey.
Hello?
Hello? Is that better? Oh, hold on.
Individual.
Can we totally?
Hello?
We're going to hang up
on Double J.
Okay, don't hang up on me.
Oh, what's up, Double J?
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up? What are you doing,
Double J is, he's literally driving out of Albuquerque right now to move to California.
Double J!
Yeah, I am, where am I? I'm on 40 and Rio Grande. By the way, can I just say, I think I said when I was on your guys' show last time that I really liked the fact that people, like, move out of the way for you, like if you're speeding and they just get over for you.
Yeah.
I want just to put an asterisk next to that. Apparently they don't do it in between the 8:45 and 9:20 time period every day.
Yeah.
And another thing, can I just throw this out there just because I've had like three energy drinks in the last 20 minutes?
Bring it on.
Did that guy really call up and say, hey, bro, you're a good Christian, man, if you pop a couple perks at the end of the day, you know?
But that is the...
Like, hey, listen, bro, I'm just getting high for Jesus, man. That's all I'm doing. Yeah.
I definitely don't think that's what he was saying. No, I think he was saying...
Oh, okay. I thought he was saying, he's like, listen, man, I go do pharmacy rips, but I'm still a good Christian.
No.
You know?
I think he was saying that a lot of people live under that impression, but that's not the way it should
right,
be.
Right. The impression is that if you go to church on Wednesday and Sunday, but behind the scenes you're still doing all those things, you're, quote, a good Christian. Because, sadly, we live in a culture that's the case. I mean, you think that, okay, well, I don't do A, B, or C, and I go to church twice a week, and I read my Bible sometimes, and I'm inspired, kind of, then all of a sudden I'm good to go, and that's not what sets you apart. That's
okay,
not
hey,
what,
I, you know. I got a couple questions for you guys.
Yes.
Throwing these out there, okay, just because I just passed an advertisement on the side of the road, okay?
Okay.
So if you go to a casino, does that make you a bad Christian?
If you go to a casino?
Yeah, and like you gamble, because remember Jesus went to the casinos or the gambling hall and turned the gambling table.
No, that's because they were in the church.
I didn't think I knew all that.
No, that was in the church. He didn't go to a casino. It wasn't like Israel's, Sun City
and
whatever.
This is my thought.
The same size, some of them.
Double
okay?
J. My thought is that Jesus would be hanging out in the casinos.
Well,
what do you think Jesus' game would have been?
He wouldn't be kicking it at the craps table.
Blackjack.
No.
Yeah. Hey, could you just imagine, like, one of his apostles, like, hey, what's up, Paul? Dude, Jesus beat me again. You're all, yeah, no doubt, he's Jesus, bro.
Well, you know what? We joke and we mock, but then you have to think about the fact that when Judas betrayed Christ, right, and he gets the boot essentially by ending his own life. So he wasn't like kicked out; he ended his own life. What did the disciples do? The apostles do, and to pick the new one, to replace him, the 12.
I don't know. Let me guess. They they played the high-low game.
Yeah, pretty much. They cast lots. They really did. It was,
oh, they gambled for it, huh?
They essentially, right, they cast lots to determine who the next disciple would be, right?
Do you think, do you think they ever shot craps?
So, well, see, that's the thing. It's like, I know you're being comical about, but I'm like,
right.
Jesus was 100% a human being. Do I think he did
right.
anything that would cause someone to, quote, stumble and go, man, this person's got an addiction to this, so I'm just going to go out and blatantly do this because I'm Jesus and I can do whatever
yeah.
I want? No, I don't think he did that. But do I absolutely think that Jesus hung around? And I highly doubt they had cards back then where
oh,
they're like,
did.
We're just going to play around the campfire a little game of go fish.
No, see, what I thought was maybe like Joseph carved some dice. You know what I mean? He was a pretty good carpenter.
Well, Jesus was a carpenter. You forget Jesus was a carpenter. Yeah.
Like, you know how like you go to certain areas and like they have like the table set up on the sides of the road, right?
Mm-hmm.
I just imagine maybe Jesus and Joham, maybe they're both, they got a little table set up, you know, Mary's bringing them lemonade or something during the day, and they're selling their carpentry goods on the side of the donkey road.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, you're probably right.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's called imagination, guys.
Yeah. You're probably right.
It's actually called extremely bored on the road.
Okay. Dude, you're not even out of Albuquerque.
Yeah, you haven't even left Albuquerque.
Good luck with this journey, my friend.
But I know. I'm on 98th and 40 right now.
That's amazing.
And I have like 10 hours to drive today.
Dude, have a good trip, man.
Yeah.
Hey, guys,
travels.
I just want to say thanks, man. I really appreciate
Absolutely.
It. Dex, thanks for always being awesome. You and Buck were always treating me very well. And I just wanted to say thank you, man.
Well, we hope you come back someday. We really do.
Well, you know, what's sad is that, you know, we went to court yesterday because my wife, you know, it's just a long story. And the judge told my wife that she couldn't take my stepson to California, so my wife has to stay behind.
Are you kidding?
Yeah, no, and it's kind of crazy because it really, like, yesterday was a pretty rough day for us because it was just like, what are you going to do to try and break up our family?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, no matter what you do, you know, and it's funny because my wife and I actually, you know, and I don't go to church that often, and my wife was like, well, maybe you should start going. Maybe you should start saying some prayers, like, maybe it would help. And I was like, I don't know, we'll see. And she goes, well, maybe you should start. And then she started going, no, seriously, maybe you should start right now. You know, I'm like, okay. It's like 10 o'clock at night. I'm sorry.
Okay, pray
you know?
Right now.
Well,
I just took a couple perkies to take the edge off.
Well, we're going to be praying for your family.
Definitely.
For sure. You know?
I appreciate it, guys.
Double J, would it be cool if we just prayed for you right now, man?
Sure.
All right, because I know you're traveling and a like crazy situation and everything, and it's very. We definitely don't do.
Don't bow your head and close your eyes.
Yeah, please don't do that. But
wait, sorry. You know what? I'm gonna get pulled over.
I honestly just felt compelled, and it was like, don't do it. So now I know I have to. So I just want to pray for you, man. Father, we thank you so much for this incredible human being. I pray that you would just bless him with safe travels, Lord, that while he has this time on the road, that you would just guide him, bring peace, Lord, and comfort as he's traveling. I pray for safety. I pray for strength. And I pray for his family, Lord, as they're going through this, as he is traveling away from them, that you would also bring comfort to his wife, to his family, and just continue to be the clarity that that he needs, Lord. To man, just show him your incredible amazingness, and we love this dude, and so we pray that you would just touch him, that you would just be with him and bless him on his journey in Jesus' name. Amen.
Oh, and Lord, smite her ex-husband, please.
No, thank you, Lord. I mean, you can do that. That's in the song. I mean, David at one time prayed that God would like melt his enemy's teeth. So you could actually technically do that. I don't know if he's going to answer it.
I would like to do that, Lord.
Okay.
Please melt my wife's ex-husband's teeth.
There you go. Love you, man. Love you, Double J.
Thanks,
see you, man.
Have a great day, man.
All right, you too.
All right, bye-bye.
Pray for our boy Double J, man.
We're gonna feel awful if we get, like, Monday, there's a store, and it's like, wait a second, how did he die?
Oh, no.
Melted teeth. Oh, crap.
Oh, man. 338-3700.
That's terrifying.
Oh, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you doing?
Good.
Hey, I just want to affirm that after watching the Bono video, I really think you guys are doing what he's talking about. I really see you guys as radio DJs who happen to be Christians, not the other way around. You're not imposing yourself on people, but you're being real and honest and raw, and that's what I love so much about who you guys are and what you're doing.
Oh, that's cool.
Well, thank you very much.
But I have a little story.
Yes.
And I want to confirm what Steve-O was saying earlier. It was 1982, and you guys were still in diapers, probably.
I wasn't born yet, Bill. If I was in diapers at 4 years old, then they needed to take me somewhere to, like, a specialist.
Hey, it was the 80s, man. Lots of people in diapers.
Okay. I mean...
There was a radio station in Detroit area called WLBS, and they had they were called a new wave station, and they were playing all kinds of stuff out of Great Britain and everything. And so I called the radio station. War had just come out, and my head was exploding because it was such an amazing album, and there was no sound like this anywhere. In fact, there were a lot of copycat bands that came out, like The Alarm and Big Country. Anyways, I called the radio station. I said, "Hey, can you play Sunday Bloody Sunday?" And the DJ went off on me. And he said, "Are you kidding me? We're not going to play any of that Christian garbage. Blah, 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 blah." And I just froze when he went off on me. And I'm like, seriously? This band is going to be the biggest band ever to hit mainstream music ever. And he's like, "No, they're Christian. We're not playing them, period." And he hung up on me.
Wow.
And so to confirm what Steve-O was saying before, they were perceived as Christian, and it really, really irritates me when we throw labels on any kind of performer, because art comes from the heart.
Yeah.
And these
can't
guys,
spell heart without art, am I right?
Yeah, right.
It's true.
I just want to say you guys keep on keeping on, because you're doing it exactly as he described. You're being real, you're being raw, you're being honest.
Thanks, man.
And
appreciate you.
And I just love you guys, and keep it up.
Thanks, man. Love you.
Bye.
Oh, Bill. Love you, Bill.
585 Live, you can text the show as well. Good morning.
Good morning again, brethren. How about that?
Hey, how you doing?
Two more points to hit real quick. And I'm hoping more people didn't interpret what I was saying like double-dated. Thanks for clarifying.
No, he was just kidding.
but Are Christian or Christianity is supposed to be a community, kind of where all of us help each other and kind of assist each other getting through all this, and things like if I admit that the disciple that I identify most with is Thomas, then I get weird looks and like kind of downed heads from other Christians, but I doubt God every so often. And I can't put my fingers through Jesus' hands or in his side. And so I'm kind of left to battle this whole thing on my own. And guys, I'm very secure in my faith, and I try to be so open with the things I go through, even if it like destroys me in Christian cliques. But I think, as Christians, we just need to be honest with ourselves and with the people who are around us, and just stop destroying other people with our words. I mean, with our mouths, we can set an entire field ablaze with one word, or we can build each other up to overcome adversity. And this whole deal with being open and being honest and being real in culture, or in our Christian culture, I think is the true fix to all this. And it's not just in Christian lyrics, but it's as the church as a whole. We need to just start being open with our things. When a pastor is having trouble and thinks he may start entering into some affair-type things, he needs to be open about it and honest about it, and say he needs help. And we don't need to destroy that person immediately, but before the sin kicks in, we help and we assist that person. And I think that's really the fix to all of this. And stop trying to pretend to be the quote-unquote good Christian, but the real Christian instead.
Cool, man. We got to cut you off there because we're up on a break. But thank you so much for calling in.
Okay, you want to hear something insane? He starts talking about how our tongue can set fire, right? And normally you go to like James. This is seriously what. Look at my screen. I haven't changed it. Proverbs 26. For lack of wood, the fire goes out, and where there is no whisper, quarrel ceasing. As charcoal to hot embers and wood to fire, so is a quarrelsome man for kindling strife. And I wanted to bring about the fact that we quarrel and we fight and we argue, and you have those people in your lives, whether they're non-believers, atheists, people just have animosity towards God. Imagine how much better it would be if we continue to love our friends and our neighbors and even those who try and fight with us. Because if you're not quarreling, if you're not fighting, you're not throwing those embers on that crazy blaze, because the battle we face isn't against flesh and blood. It's against the rulers and the principalities and the freaking... It's against Satan. It's not against these other human beings. So once we label that person an atheist or whatever it is, we have completely caused a division within ourselves by saying, well, I'm a Christian, you're this. So we're going to quarrel and we're going to fight. How much more would love speak to a generation if we were just real and honest and embraced people and their hurts instead of destroying them because they're filthy sinners?
Love
I don't
it.
Know.
Love it. All right, we gotta take a quick break. 585 Live. You can text the show. This is the best U2 song. I'm just going to say it's the best
no,
U2 song.
No, where the streets have no name.
I like it.
No, we're going to quarrel and fight.
Oh, that's my fault.
Oh, my gosh.
Wait a second here.
Wake me up before you go.
Right. That was wham.
We'll be back.
We gotta take a break, but fear not. The Morning Invasion will be right back.
Hey, what's going on in the news today?
The NFL draft.
Thunderstorms hit parts of the Midwest.
Tornado rips through a trailer park community in suburban Houston.
Couple in Georgia suing Snapchat.
The White House is getting a better fence after several intrusions.
Priceline CEO is resigning.
Prescription drugs at Prince's home.
Three people are under arrest in connection with the San Bernardino terror attacks.
Ford's earnings doubled.
The federal government is clearing the way for thousands of people who are just out of prison to obtain health care.
Vice President Joe Biden is in Iraq.
Teen birth rate has fallen to another all-time low.
Small increase in new claims for unemployment.
Comcast is buying the company DreamWorks Animation for more than $3.5 billion.
A Senate committee has approved a bipartisan agreement to offer federal assistance to Flint, Michigan.
A 12th grade history teacher from JFK High in Waterbury, Connecticut is the National Teacher of the Year.
South Korea says North Korea tried again to launch a new mid-range missile and that it crashed again.
938.
High today of 60 degrees.
Thanks for joining us, Starmy. That's you, Starmy.
Starmy. We gotta make a Starmy shirt.
Starmy. Text the show 585 Live. Phone line's open at 338-3700. Anything happen at the roads? Is it worth checking?
Not seeing any accidents, right, guys. Lots of road construction. Be careful out there.
Any text messages you want to throw out there? Anything you want to read?
Yeah, I just got a text on my cell phone from your mom, man.
Yeah!
Sorry. No text messages really to read, I guess.
Sorry, Mom. Listening up in Montana. That was Steve-O Jeter. Steve-O Jeter. Steve-O Jeter. I need to have those as sound clips.
You really
I'm
do.
Gonna make some of those this weekend.
Can you make one where it does that to him, but mine goes Teo, and then it just goes Teo. It does the same thing.
Teo. Oh man. Do you want to continue talking about what we're talking about? You want to move on and do something else? What do you want to do?
Dude, well, we're getting a lot of comments and
that's
lots
true.
Of opinions.
Lots of thoughts on
lots
it.
And lots of thoughts.
I'm enjoying it. We got a few emails, in fact.
What we're talking about, if you're just tuning into the show, we've been talking about Bono. He sat down and chatted with Eugene Peterson. He wrote the Message version of the Bible, the contemporary language. It's a popular modern translation of the Bible. And it's funny because during this 20-minute video that's on YouTube, there was a bunch of people interviewing Eugene, and they were asking him about Bono, because he had no idea who Bono was. And so a bunch of his students actually started giving him a bunch of music to listen to, and then he was all excited because he really liked the music. And this is what one of the students asked Eugene.
Yes, but the rest of the story is when he invited you to come and hang with them for a while, you turned him down.
I was pushing a deadline on the message. I was finishing up the Old Testament at the time, and I really couldn't do it.
You may be the only person alive.
Amen.
Who would turn down the opportunity just to make a deadline. I mean, come on.
I mean, come on, guys.
It's Bono, it's for Bono. Crying out loud.
Bono.
Dean, it was Isaiah.
Yeah.
The Old Testament is a long, long book, much longer than the New Testament. And it did take a long time and a lot of devotion on both of our parts to have
who is that?
Happen.
It's his wife.
Okay.
And I picture in Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade, the knight at the end. Mm-hmm. That's Eugene. He's just
you
chilling in his cave, just
wisely.
just kind of writing away, just trying to finish the Bible. You know, just him and his wife,
which is hilarious. Because okay, think about this for 5 seconds. This modern, hip, cool translation of the Bible we're all talking about was written by that dude. I am so old. He was like,
I had to meet a deadline.
Moses totes said.
I am tired.
Oh, God. I know you millennials have never heard of it, but it's called a deadline.
He's writing our quote, modern character. Version.
I had to meet the deadline. Who is this Bono fella?
Yeah. And so when they finally got together.
Is he in a praise band?
Eugene and Bono got together and just chatted for a little bit. And during the discussion, Bono started talking about Christian music. And Bono says that a lot of modern Christian music feels dishonest to him.
That's because they were talking about the Psalms.
Yeah.
Which is, you know.
The Psalms!
O-T-O.
Yeah, he said there's a lack of personal stories, depth, a real negative emotion like anger. Which is true with some music that you hear. I mean, not all of it.
No.
Me personally, you know, in the text line, somebody that's Native American texted in and asked, is it okay for me to listen to other Native American music?
Right.
And absolutely.
Right.
I feel that's okay. That's my personal opinion. I feel like I don't have to listen to Christian music. I don't. Give me a break. Now, I do think we need to watch what we do.
There's certain bands that I steer away from.
Sure.
Some that I was super passionate about at one time that I just don't listen to because it doesn't do anything but put me in a bad state, if you will. So it's like there's nothing good about this. Right. So
Ironically enough, I'm totally hypocritical about this. I understand people that have a hard time that they listened to, you know, like whatever back in the 80s when they were doing coke and all that stuff, you know. And so a lot of times people won't connect, you know, they can't listen to that music.
Right.
Totally get that sentiment. It's really weird being on the other end of the spectrum where, like, you did tours with certain bands and they're Christian bands and you got such a weird, it just was such a negative experience that you can't listen to certain Christian music because you remember
being burned by a human being.
So the thing is, like, that's hypocritical of me because it's like, come on, guy, just let it go. It's just music. But then I'm sitting here going, I don't want to listen to that band. If you knew what they were doing while we were on tour, you wouldn't listen to them either.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know? And then it's like, oh, that's stupid. I got to let that go.
Yeah. Yeah. 338-3700. Good morning.
Hey, guys. It's Nomi.
What up, Nomi?
Nomi.
Hi, how's it going? Hello.
Nomi, I'm feeling like Axl Rose because my eyebrows have turned into a jungle. Welcome to it.
Oh, wow. You guys, do you have fun and games?
I mean, we got everything you want. How do you
know? Nomi is our gal that threads our eyebrows.
No, I know.
Right.
She said we've got fun and games.
I'm explaining it to the audience.
Literally the next line.
Explaining it to
we
the
got
audience.
We got everything you want.
That wasn't for you.
We got fun and games.
Yeah.
What do you need?
I wanted to chime in on you guys on, like, this whole Bono, like, asking Christians to be real with themselves. And I agree with him on so many levels and what he's saying. Steve-O, I was trying to, like, chime in a little earlier before the doggies came into the studio, but you were saying some truth, like, within our brokenness, within, like, our hurt, our past, our failures, and everything, and we've just been burned out and everything. Everything you were saying was just, like, biblical truth, because I will share, like, I've been through that, and it was definitely hard going through that, but still, like, I still pursue to follow Jesus and to pursue my relationship with God, even though I wanted to give up, even though I wanted to, like, walk away. Like, everybody's just the same, like, two-faced, but still, I still pursued the fact. There's the book by Paul Tripp called New Morning Mercies, and I was reading it, and on April 21st, he said, he placed grace along with you and wrote on your story in such a way that at a certain point in time, you would hear truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ and believe. His love for you was never a result of character. It's a clear demonstration of his. He granted you and me that we would never deserve. Our new life in choice is his gift. So I wanted to share that.
Yes. Wow. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, absolutely.
That was good.
You know what's amazing is you say that, you know, there are those times where it was really hard and you wanted to give up, but you kept pursuing. I will be honest enough to say that there are times in my life where I have tried to throw in the towel, where I have given up, where I have not pursued God, where I have just said, you know what, I'm done. And then the funny thing is God, who is this jealous, wonderful love, who is like, but you're mine. He is the author. He's the perfecter of our faith. And what that work that he began in me, I know that he is going to be faithful to complete it, because there have been plenty of times where I've been like, and I'm checked out, and I'm done, and I'm not pursuing you. I don't want to do anything. Just let me die. You know, like Job status, where it's like, wish I were never born. And yet God, in his infinite love and grace and mercy, has chosen to continue to pursue us as a people, even when we do give up, even when we do, you know, because it's one thing to say, but in those tough times, I faithfully pursued. There are plenty of times where I can point back and say, I have not faithfully pursued him. I have given up and I have failed, but he will never give up on me. And so pointing it back again to him, there's no strength in me. There's no hope in me. There's no whatever it was. But in that moment, God was like, well, I don't freaking care, because you're mine and I love you. Mm-hmm. And you can go be pissy in the corner and cry it out like a child, but I'm still going to wrap my arms around you because you're my child and I love you. Mm-hmm. And I see that in my children when it's like, when there's discipline or when they've done something, they're like, no, and they don't want me, you know? And it's like, well, I still love you because you're my kid and I'm going to continue to be your father, and I'm going to continue to love you. So
I just want to be happy.
You're just going to have to get over it, you know. So
yeah, you obey to not get God's attention because you have been the objection of his attention since before the world began. So
right. It's incredible. Oh, man.
Good job, Naomi.
Thanks, Naomi.
Bye,
you're
Naomi.
Welcome. I love you guys.
Love you too, bro. Love you too. Maybe we'll catch you in June when we go see Blink 182 and I'll pass in.
Yeah. Good stuff, guys. Good stuff.
You are.
I can't wait to watch the rest of that video. Maybe mm-hmm. there'll be some good nuggets that we can...
Hopefully we can talk about this on Monday, too. Yeah. Like, maybe we can all take the video and percolate with it.
Yeah.
Percolate. Well, actually, Monday is May Day, so Monday is going to be... Yeah, Monday we got a big, big show. Speaking of watching videos, yesterday we watched a video, the Reload Love documentary. Monday, Reload Love taking over.
Well, this really ties into what we're talking about as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah. On Monday, Reload Love... Oh, gosh. We watched this video that's all about Reload Love and what they're doing. And on Monday... We're gonna talk to a bunch of people from Reload Love,
And just people in the field.
Yeah, people in the field. That's the organization that is building playgrounds on battlegrounds.
Yeah,
the kids that are over in the Middle East that are stuck in the middle of war, and when ISIS comes over to their village or their town and starts shooting their family, they're even killing kids.
Oh,
these kids
they're
get displaced.
Terrible things. Yeah. They're not just killing them. They're doing things that are worse than death.
Oh, so awful.
We're watching this documentary yesterday, and there's a moment where they're talking about ISIS in this area, and there were two boys walking.
Yep.
And they're holding hands and walking, and one of them was sniped and dead before he hit the ground, and his little brother still just holding his hand.
Mm.
And I think about my children, and I go, I don't live in that world. No. I can't even fathom. And these are the people that are fleeing true terror. And Reload Love is an organization that goes over there and is like, hey, We want to give you hope. And so as we talk about like being faithless and just being angry with God at times, you think about our problems and then you watch this and you're like,
no idea.
Oh my God. Yeah. I have nothing to complain
about.
So
Monday is going to be a big, big day. We're going to have special guests. We're going to air. It's just going to be a fun day. You guys tune in.
And that's why I love it here so much too, because you know, the heart of, you know, people right here at Calvary is amazing, you know, and they're not only just looking at local things, but they're looking at the world.
How we can make it,
you know, how we can make a difference in a war zone across the other side of the world. That's amazing. And they're doing it. They're building playgrounds for these children just so they can have some normalcy in their lives.
Yeah.
You know, because that's what kids need. They need something normal and a playground, you know, that
helps restore that normalcy, if you will.
Yeah. So that's Monday, Reload Love. We want you guys to tune in for that show for sure. But we'll definitely watch the rest of that video and see if we can't find any other things to talk about. Is there any other headlines you wanted to wrap up? Do you got a few more headlines you wanted to do?
Sure.
Let's knock those out so we can get out of here.
A new study by Match.com finds that men who mention Shakespeare in their profile get 27% more matches.
What's up?
Wherefore art thou?
There's actually an app. You can actually download the Shakespeare app, and you can actually text like Shakespeare, if you know what I'm saying.
It also found the city where people are more likely to say they're into literature is Fort Collins, Colorado. What are people doing up in Colorado?
Tao, your Romeo and Juliet joke was on point, man.
I know it was. It always is.
By the way, ladies, I knew that was from Romeo and Juliet.
Oh, my gosh.
Leave Billy alone!
Get off of my back!
A new survey found that when a woman has gray hair, people think she's 6 years older.
Whoa.
But when a guy has a lot of gray hair, people think he's only 3 years older than he is.
That's interesting.
Tough, ladies. Good thing I'm a man. A guy showed up at a TV station in Baltimore dressed as a hedgehog yesterday.
Like Sonic the Hedgehog?
I don't know. He claimed he had a bomb, and he got shot by the police.
No way! How much would that suck to die in a hedgehog costume? Well, you know what I mean?
He survived. He survived, and it wasn't a mascot costume. It looked more like pajamas.
Yeah, let me play this clip here.
He's pretty much saying how the government is hiding the truth behind black holes and the sun.
Behind black hole sun?
Yeah, why is the audio
so bad? That's the audio is terrible, but basically he said the government's hiding the truth behind Chris Cornell's black hole sun?
No, black holes and the sun and
in
space
my
and whatnot.
Eyes,
they are.
In despair.
Here's the deal, guys.
In the sky.
They are.
No one
they're withholding
knows.
The truth, but there's no sense in getting dressed up like a hedgehog and getting shot by the police about it. Listen to this. Apparently, police might start using a new device called a textilizer.
I saw this. What? Textilizer.
It scans your phone to see if you were texting right before you crashed.
Man.
How does that work?
That's pretty cool.
That is pretty cool.
Well, not. I don't know.
Is that like the breathalyzer, though? Because now the breathalyzer is totally like, well, you know, if you get breathalyzer results, they don't hold up in court. So now it's like, is this what that is? Just we're at the inception of it rather than at the end of it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, because how can you prove, like, because think about it. When you text someone, takes a moment to go to that satellite, bounce back and do that. So then you can go, well, I texted it like 2 minutes ago. You can't say that it was
I just
while
invented
I was crashing.
The textilizer.
Really?
Let me see your phone.
No, I don't
just hold your phone up. Just hold it up in the air. Boop, boop, boop. Boop, boop, boop. Steve-O just text.
I did.
See?
Yeah.
Double J just texted me.
Yet another study found that people who retire early also die earlier than people who keep working.
That's why I'm in radio, because there's no retirement plan here.
It's the ancient myth of Sisyphus, guys.
That's a really good one.
It's true.
If you quit trying to push that ball up the mountain, it's just going to roll over on top of you. Don't ever retire. Ever. Birga, don't retire.
You can't retire.
Daniel,
what are
don't
you
retire.
Do?
How about
retire
now?
From radio. There's no such thing.
Mahouts,
look
I know
at
you're looking
Benson,
into
man.
Retirement plans. Don't do it.
How about now?
Okay, now you can. A restaurant invented a pizza box made out of pizza.
Have you seen this thing?
No, gross.
It's a box, but it's a pizza.
It's a pizza.
Shaped as a box.
Pizza, pizza.
Wait. And you can eat the box because it's pizza.
But do you put that box inside a box?
No, you just carry
that box in another
gross.
Box.
And
mail that box to myself.
So your hands are just greasy?
Yeah, it's
like
amazing.
It's just a box?
Uh-huh.
And when if it's delivery, do they deliver it inside of like one of those warm bag things?
No, it's in a box.
What is this, a baby delivery?
But the box
what are you
is the
about?
Pizza?
Yeah, it's amazing.
It's like Inception.
It's good for the environment.
But is there a pizza within the box?
And it's good for your gluttony.
Mm-hmm.
It's in Brooklyn, Steve-O, your favorite place in the
world. What? I'm from Brooklyn. I don't know if you guys knew this, but like I was there for like 3 days, and I was like, I just realized that within me that I lived here in my former life because like I'm from Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Oh, no
reincarnation.
Way!
He said it.
Oh, man.
Instead of putting your pizza in a cardboard box, they put your pizza inside a box made out of pizza.
That's right.
So picture a giant sheet of pizza folded in half on top of another whole round pizza. Oh,
so it is a pizza within a pizza.
Way.
It is Inception.
There's no word on how much it costs to get your pizza in a pizza box.
I can't believe you guys.
You got so many clips, you don't even know what you got in there.
I can't believe you guys.
I go, wow.
I can't believe you guys.
Pizza, pizza.
And that, my friends...
Is our Friday?
That's it, guys.
Are we done?
We're done. We're out of here. Time to go.
Thank the maker!
Man, if you missed any of the show, we don't know what happened to the podcast yesterday.
Yeah, I loaded it, and then I got a message on the cat line, 652 cats, still active. and they were like, what happened to the podcast from yesterday? So I don't know. Working on it.
I'm going to give that number to Victoria, because she was asking what the text line was.
652 cats.
652 cats is the,
The answer to her question is, yes, I do believe Fireflight CDs are available.
Oh, good.
We'll see. Mahooch just texted me and said, but retirement plans, man, I got... Sorry, Mahoot.
All right, guys. Thank you so much for being a part of the show. We love you. Have an amazing weekend. Heading up to Amarillo, Texas.
Oh, that's right.
That was a good
song. You're not leaving us to go to the great state of Texas and going to be here in the ABQ, a local business is helping Star 88. Come hang out with Teo and I. We are going to be... kicking it on Sunday afternoon, enjoying some food.
Oh, I see what's happening.
You can support us. Go to
this, guys.
Go to the events page, star88.fm, and find out how you can hang out with us on Sunday and support our station.
Goodbye, guys. Goodbye now. Okay, goodbye.
That's all we got. There ain't no more.
That's right.
Time is tight. It's the end of the show.